Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is weighing in on Iran's political future as U.S. and Israeli forces continue pounding government and military targets in Iran. Iran continues launching missile and drone attacks against Israel and other Mideast countries, although those attacks are falling off sharply.
Their navy is gone. 24 ships.
President Trump says U.S. and Israeli forces are decimating Iran's.
They have no air force. They have no air defense.
He concedes it's not complete.
Missiles are gone. Launches are gone. About 60% and 64% respectively.
But what's left of Iran's leadership, Trump says, is desperate.
They're calling. They're saying, how do we make a deal? I said, you're being a little bit late. And we want to fight now more than they do.
After the son of the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei emerged as a frontrunner to succeed him, Trump declared he should be involved in choosing Iran's next supreme leader, and again urged the Iranian people to help take back their country, promising,
you'll be perfectly safe with total immunity, or you'll face absolutely guaranteed death.
I'm Ben Thomas.
London police say four men are under arrest on suspicion of aiding Iran by spying on the Jewish community. President Trump is nominating Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen for Homeland Security Secretary. Mr. Trump fired embattled HHS Secretary Kristi Noem, who had faced mounting criticism over her leadership of the agency. The president says he's naming Noem special envoy for the Shield of the Americas. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez dropping his reelection bid after admitting an affair with a former staffer. The Republican lawmaker is vowing to finish out his current congressional term. Wall Street stock futures lower. The Dow futures down 116 points. NASDAQ futures off 117 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey there, it's Chris, and as you know, Israel is a hot discussion point right now. I just talked about it on a panel at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. There's so many opinions and emotions surrounding the subject, and the Bible tells us, of course, I will bless those who bless you. That's not just a comforting promise, it's a clear calling from God. And today, with anti-Semitism rising around the world, the calling is more urgent than ever. At a time when Jewish communities are experiencing more hostility, more threats, more violence than ever, Christians have a real opportunity, a powerful opportunity, to respond with God's love, to say, you're not alone. When Christians choose to bless Israel, you're not entering into a political issue. You're honoring the roots of our faith and standing against hatred. Supporting Israel is more than just a belief. It's a biblical mandate. Partnering with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you can push back against darkness and be a light to God's people. Go to ifcj.org to learn more. That's ifcj.org. Live the word, answer the call.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Be prepared again this morning. Some areas are getting some heavy fog right now, especially on the northwest side of the Beltway, Liberty Road, up through 795, Ramblestown through that area. Very heavy fog again, but some areas are starting to see it settle down once again this morning. Right now, the roadway a little damp here, but no major problems with both the tunnels open, and the visibility is not too bad right there. If you're coming through Annapolis, there is a minor incident on the shoulder on eastbound Route 50, right after the ramp at Road Boulevard, but safely onto the right side, but you'll have some flashing lights in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another mostly cloudy day with temperatures in the low 50s. We could see a couple of stray showers. More of that tonight, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers possible and temperatures falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
42 degrees in White Marsh and 42 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a new executive order from Mayor Brandon Scott will potentially pull Baltimore's law department into immigration court. The order authorizes the city solicitor and other city attorneys to represent Baltimore residents involved in immigration proceedings. According to the order, the legal help would be provided on a pro bono basis, meaning attorneys would volunteer their time and only if there are no conflicts of interest. West. The U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis has issued an alert after a suspicious person was seen taking photos of security areas on Wednesday morning. The Academy has posted images of the individual online. Officials say the man was photographing the closed USNA gate, specifically the empty security personnel spaces and locks. The man left when a Naval Academy civilian noticed his actions and took photos of him. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 799. The pick 4, 4751. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Derek's off this morning. I'm Sean Casey, and Stein on Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the Orioles picked up a win in Sunshine State yesterday. The Birds beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3 in Port Charlotte. Will Robertson went 1-for-3 with a 2-run homer, while Jose Barrero added a solo shot. The Birds will host the St. Louis Cardinals later today. Caps make a pair of moves ahead of the trade deadline. Washington traded forward Nick Dowd to the Golden Knights, and defenseman John Carlson, longtime Capital, to the Ducks. From Vegas, the team receives goalie Jesper Vikman and a 2027 third-round pick. In the return for Carlson, they get a conditional first-rounder in either 2026 or 2027. Navy men's basketball team kept its postseason run alive. The midshipmen beat Bucknell 74-69 in the Patriot League quarterfinals. Wizards have lost their last 7 games in a row. Washington was bested by Utah 122-112 at home last night. The women's college basketball season nearing the finish line. Number 13, Maryland lost 73-68 to Oregon in the Big Ten tournament. Coming up, we'll tell you how the Blast, they got a big game for the Blast tonight, and more on Orioles' Zach Elfin and his incredible pitching arm coming up at the bottom of the hour. That's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. It's Casey and Company on this Friday free-for-all. You're on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Friday, March 6, 2026. Coming up on the program this hour, Maryland Senate bill to allow driverless cars here in the state. Mayor BS has executive order on pro bono lawyers for illegals is getting some pushback. Top story here, though, today. President Trump has fired Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and replacing her, nominating Senator Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma. Noem is going to stay on until March 31st. Mark Wayne Mullen's going to have to be confirmed by the Senate, but he's well-liked by a lot of his fellow senators. We'll see what happens. Democrats could certainly use this as leverage to get what they want with ICE. But the mounting criticism of Noem, a little surprised that Noem was before Bondi. Again, there are reasons why the president had reached the end of his rope with Kristi Noem. Now, I think Kristi Noem did a lot of good things. I want to preface my remarks by saying that she helped to secure the border, and that was the president's first and foremost priority. And so she did a great job on that. I think she did a wonderful job on helping to track down 145,000 children that were trafficked. That seems to be lost in the shuffle here. But when you give the Democrats a lot of ammunition and make the president look bad, that's never going to end well. The president put out this statement. The current Secretary Kristi Noem, who has served us well, has had numerous and spectacular results, especially on the border. We'll be moving to the special envoy for the Shield of Americas, our new security initiative in the Western Hemisphere. We're announcing on Saturday in Doral, Florida. We'll tell you what she had to say in a second. But look, there are a number of reasons. One, it was this rumored or alleged affair with Corey Lewandowski, which caused the president a lot of, and she was even asked about that at the hearing the other day. She didn't deny it. She called it tabloid garbage, but that didn't help. Then there was the $70 million luxury jet with a bedroom on board. When the president was sending Doge to cut everything else, it looked like she was a little self-aggrandizement there. And then, of course, the handling of the situation of ICE in the meltdown in Minnesota, where she called Alex Pretty a domestic terrorist. That did not, of course, Renee Good, who was trying to run over the ICE agent with her car. It just was bad PR. And then he had to send in Tom Homan to clean that all up in Minnesota. But the two biggest things were at the hearing this week. One, of course, was this ad that she commissioned because she says President Trump authorized her to create this ad, to run this ad, promoting a secure border. But the ad was all about her. It was featured her on horseback, and it was all about Kristi Noem, not about the president. But the price tag on it, $220 million, it caught the attention of Senator John Kennedy, a Republican.
How do you square that concern for waste, which I share, with the fact that you have spent $220 million running television advertisements that feature you prominently?
Sir, the president tasked me with getting the message out to the country and to other countries where we were seeing the invasion come from, with putting commercials out that told them that if they were in this country illegally, that they needed to leave, or we would detain them and remove them, and they'd not get the chance to come back to America the right way. That has been extremely effective.
Ask you to run these advertisements, is that right?
We had that conversation, yes, before I was put in this position and sworn in and confirmed, and since then as well.
Yeah, so coming up next, the question and answer that got her canned at DHS. Of course, she's being shuffled around to another position. But again, this was the straw that broke the camel's back, according to those inside the White House and the Oval Office. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, we have got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The fog not too bad right now at the Bay Bridge. Looking at it live on the main span as you're coming on from Route 8 and also for the traffic heading eastbound over towards Cat Island. Not bad. There's some haze right over the bridge, but the visibility on the bridge is actually pretty good right now for the ride there. We'll keep an eye on that. That incident on eastbound 50 right at Road Boulevard, looks like now a rollback is there. They're getting this vehicle off the right shoulder. No big deal. Traffic eastbound coming over from Parole and then heading to the Severn River Bridge is getting right on by. It should be clear within the next 15 to 20 minutes. Some areas of very heavy fog locally this morning. Just looking at the Beltway on the northwest corner and especially on the JFX now through the valley at Ruxton Road, and eventually the heavy fog is working its way towards the city county line area, and there will be some areas where it's pretty good and then some areas where it's pretty bad, so we have to factor that in. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today. As you just heard from Chuck, there is some patchy fog throughout the area. Today we're in the low 50s again. Chance for stray showers yet again today throughout the day and evening. Tomorrow cloudy, mid-60s. Chance for storms again on Saturday night. I'll be glad we get rid of this current weather pattern right now. Cloudy, 44 in the city, 43 in Parkville. Time for some one-liner news. Kristi Noem is officially out as Director of Homeland Security. The left used to like to call her Ice Barbie. Mm-hmm. The president has nominated Oklahoma Senator Marquise Mullen, now referred to as Ice Ken, for the future. Britney Spears, have you heard, has been arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence.
Right.
Drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Drugs and alcohol. Yeah, I just both. Heard the booze. But
perhaps Britney and Justin Timberlake should have stayed together.
Maybe.
They seem to have a lot in common.
A match made in heaven.
Yeah. The house made famous in the Brady Bunch has been given an official landmark status in Los Angeles.
Well, good.
That's the good news. The bad news, they had to evict Alice.
She finally left.
Yeah. She was buried in the backyard.
She was.
Well, but what about Sam the Butcher?
Yeah, Sam the Butcher.
Is he still delivering? Well, for heaven's sake.
No, just let it go. I know where you're going.
I got it. I got control.
A remarkable self-restraint there, Maggie.
Sam had the meats.
For a change, yes.
Team USA hockey hero Jack Hughes is now dating Canadian pop star Tate McRae. So maybe it's the future as a politician. He's already trying to smooth out foreign relations.
Smooth out, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's National Dentist Day, and after you finish celebrating, you can go ahead and spit, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Today, of course, we remind you that this coming Sunday is Daylight Saving Time.
And now, a gentle reminder about Daylight Saving Time.
Sunday, 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 Sunday!
Sunday is daylight saving time!
Big excitement!
Moving the hands of your clock ahead 1 hour.
Unless it's a digital clock and then you just have to press some buttons.
Either way, the big day is Sunday!
Sunday!
Daylight saving time, Sunday at 2 a.m.
But you don't have to stay up until 2 a.m. to set those clocks ahead.
No!
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 Do it before you go to sleep on Saturday!
Saturday!
Right! That's what most people do anyway.
But either way, you're losing an hour.
Hour!
It's a big lost hour.
The most exciting day of the year.
And it's all happening on Sunday.
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 I think they got this whole thing wrong, okay? Instead of Sunday at 2 a.m., I think they should do it today at 4 p.m.
That works.
And that way you spring forward, it becomes 5 o'clock, you can start happy hour very early.
Good idea.
Is that a good idea?
That's an excellent idea.
I was about it the other day. Why in the middle of the night, when everybody's sleeping, do we? I guess because it's less disruptive.
Well,
but
the
I think,
bars close at 2. Maybe it has something to do with that.
Yeah, we should celebrate. Well, in some places they do. Other places, well, they're open, till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
You know, that spot reminded me of the day when that same spot was at beautiful Capital Drag Raceway.
Right.
Drag racing capital of the nation.
So here's the thing. I've gone and done a little research on this, and a lot of people are saying make it standard time year-round, or make it daylight saving time year-round, or just keep it the way it is. So what are you a fan of, Maggie?
I like longer days. I like dusk happening at, 8? O'clock.
Yes, you want the daylight saving time to stay.
You feel more productive. You can get more done.
Chuck, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree, because we come to work in the dark anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference.
So I'd rather it be light out till about 8:30 and go play more golf.
Right.
There you go.
But here's the problem with that, and it has to do with mornings. For instance, if you go to standard time, the December sunrise would be at 4:39 in the morning.
Bring it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's so great for us.
But
if
you make daylight saving time permanent, the sunrise in June wouldn't be till 8:30 in the morning.
Well, better for sleeping, I guess, for some people.
Either way, it doesn't matter to us because we're always coming to work in the dark.
We're in the
dark.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
I've been in the
for
dark
a long time. You work split shifts.
You were a mole.
That's right.
Back on another traffic service.
Oh, my.
Kim Knight and I used to work splits. We'd ride together in the morning, ride together at night. It would be dark coming in, dark going home.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Yeah, especially in the wintertime. Yeah. Yeah, it's like you never see the light of day. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You get that seasonal affective disorder. All right,
I was whiter than a Ritz cracker.
Still are.
Oreo middle.
Well, actually, the Ritz cracker's got a little golden tint. Oh,
right, I was going to say an Oreo middle.
Yeah.
I should have said a saltine.
A saltine, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I misspoke.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm sorry, crackers. And fellow crackers.
Oreo middle.
Friends, and yes, you are my friends. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 620, 20 minutes after the hour. So coming up next, the question and answer that was responsible for getting Kristi Noem fired. She is speaking out. Saying that thank you, President Trump, for appointing me as a special envoy for the Shield of Americas. Secretary Rubio and Secretary of War Hegseth are incredible leaders. I look forward to working with them closely to dismantle cartels that have poured drugs into our nation, killed our children and grandchildren. That will be announced this coming Saturday. She did go on to talk about some of her accomplishments, and she did have some very significant accomplishments, but once you hear this question and answer, you'll understand why the president had to make some changes going into the midterms. 620, 20 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for a fun family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6, and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
This is Gil Kuda, Senior Vice President with Aegis Capital. On the Money is back on the air every Sunday afternoon at 5. We will discuss investment and financial topics important to individual investors. Listen in every Sunday afternoon at 5 for On the Money with Gil Kuda.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:22, 22 minutes after the hour here on Casey and Company. Mentioned the alleged affair with Corey Lewandowski that she was asked about. She was actually asked this question at a hearing. Have you had sexual relations with Corey Lewandowski? Which is, really it's a personal thing, as we kept being told by the Bill Clinton fans. But she didn't deny it. All she said is that, Mr. Chairman, are you going to allow this tabloid garbage to continue? Lewandowski, however, is going to leave the Department of Homeland Security after Noem was replaced as the DHS chief. So that is the latest there.
Can I just pop in real quick? Just to be fair, she's been asked about this for years. Like, since 2016, they've tried to make this a thing. And not only that, everybody sleeps with everybody in D.C., so it's always stupid to see the pearl-clutching. I don't know if it's true or not, obviously.
Yeah. But she has
denied it. So how many times do you have to deny something?
Double standard, obviously, when especially they just held a vote to make the sexual misconduct of all members of Congress public, and the vast majority of them decided, and they were men, by the way, decided not to. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Be prepared. Some heavy fog in some of the areas this morning, especially on the Beltway. We've seen the heavy fog in the JFX on the Beltway over towards Delaney Valley Road. So some areas are really getting it, and some areas not too bad. City police with a new minor accident. It depends on where you're from. It's Monument Street at Highland Avenue, or it could be Monument Street at Holland Avenue. I'll leave that up to you. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. After the patchy fog this morning, mostly cloudy, highs low 50s, chance of a stray shower, a little bit possible throughout the day or evening. And pretty much the same for the weekend, but up in the mid-60s about a mile. 43 in cloudy in Annapolis, 44 in Ellicott City. All right, here is the question and answer that I believe was responsible for Kristi Noem getting the axe at the Department of Homeland Security. Senator John Kennedy is the Republican asking the question.
You're testifying that President Trump approved this ahead of time, is that my understanding?
We had conversations about making sure that we were telling people.
No, ma'am. I'm asking you, sorry to interrupt, but the president approved ahead of time you spending $220 million running TV ads across the country in which you are featured prominently.
Yes, sir. We went through the legal processes, did it correctly.
Did the president know you were going to do this?
Yes.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So she claimed the president approved it. Tasked her with doing it and authorized it. And again, I haven't heard this from President Trump himself, but through other sources in the White House, he's saying that is not true. He did want a better publicity campaign on how he secured the border, but it didn't mean that Kristi Noem would star in it and that she would spend $220 million to create it and place the ads on television. And Kennedy says it kind of put Trump in an awkward spot.
I mean, to me, it puts the president in a terribly awkward spot. And I'm not saying you're not telling the truth. It's just hard for me to believe. Knowing the president, as I do, that you said, Mr. President, here's some ads I've cut, and I'm going to spend $220 million running them. That he would have agreed to that.
No, I just, it didn't make any sense. And apparently, according to Kennedy, who spoke with me here from just a second, he was really ticked off by that. Then there was this other question that came up about, I don't know if you knew this or not, there was another woman shot 5 times by an ICE agent in Chicago. Her name is Miramar Martinez. She survived, unlike Renee Good and Alex Preddy. If you look at the video, it's pretty damning. I've not seen the whole thing, just some excerpts. But you are the head of the Department of Homeland Security. This is the third person that was shot by an ICE agent. And in this questioning, from a Democrat, you have no idea? You have no details on this story?
Is the agent who shot Ms. Martinez still on the job?
Sir, our law enforcement officers conduct operations every day according to procedures and to training and the experience that they have.
Martinez still on the job carrying a gun?
I don't know the details. I will find out and get that information to you.
Would you agree with me that he shouldn't be on the job carrying
I will look into this case and get back to you on the details. I'm not familiar
with it. I think Americans would find it absolutely terrifying that agent is still on the job carrying a gun. And the fact that you can't tell me that you will take him off.
Sir, do you know who Angel Samaniego is? Do you know, recognize that name?
This is an individual
that was murdered
an egregious illegality
in your state
here,
by an illegal alien,
of rights and trust,
duct taped.
The answers are
it looks like it
simple,
was an assassination.
I would have hoped.
All right, so then she tries to deflect with this illegal alien and denying Dick's home state of Connecticut. Here's the key. She didn't know or had no details about this woman shot by an ICE agent under her supervision. And I just think the White House is saying it was, you know, overall leadership questions. She did some great things while at Homeland Security. And of course, now she's become, a boat anchor around President Trump's neck. So that's the reason why he had to move during these midterms. In fact, Senator Kennedy said when he called the White House, he actually told the White House ahead of time he was going to ask these questions. And they said, go ahead, because Trump had not heard of this $220 million spending spree or ad or whatever. And Senator Kennedy said Trump was really PO'd at Secretary Noem.
The president, when he called me Tuesday night, the night of the hearing, when he was mad as a murder hornet, he asked me what I thought about Mark Twain, and I said, A, I like him. B, he's very smart. C, he's a very good businessman. And D,
if I didn't believe the three things I just told you, I'd lie to you because Mark Wayne would whip my ass.
Yeah, so again, that's going to be it for Kristi Noem, and Kennedy's great, isn't he? But the issue is, look, as I said, she did some wonderful things, but at some point when you cross that line and then you become a political liability for the president, you make the president look bad. You make the president look like he doesn't know what's going on in his own Department of Homeland Security. It was time for a change, and that's why she's out. Mark Wayne Mullen needs to be confirmed. He'll be in as of March 31st. Get your thoughts on it as well. Did you think it would be Noem before Bondi? A lot of folks are thinking Bondi would be first before Noem, but that's not the way it has turned out. All right, 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. A former staff member at the Charles Hickey School Youth Detention Facility is facing an additional 22 charges related to the sexual abuse of a child. A Baltimore County grand jury returned the new indictment against Ronald Neverden last week, bringing the number of charges against him to 117. According to the Baltimore Banner, the charges include child abuse, perverted practice, and sex offenses for incidents that allegedly took place between 1968 and 1991. Baltimore County will break ground on the first of a multi-phase enhancement project at Rockdale Park today. The project at the park in the Milford Mill area will expand recreation options, improve accessibility, and address drainage issues. Phase one includes three accessible pickleball courts, an accessible basketball court, drainage improvements for the community garden, new plantings, and an accessible walkway connecting park amenities to a neighboring apartment complex. Additional amenities will include benches, bike racks, walkways, a drinking fountain, and trash and recycling receptacles. Developer Genesis GSA is suing Howard County and several county officials for revoking permits on a $22 million ICE facility in Elkridge. According to the complaint, the county's actions threatened to derail a federal lease agreement signed in 2023. The project was already 90% complete when the permits were pulled, and emergency legislation that followed would prevent a reissue of the permits. County Executive Calvin Ball signed the measures to restrict ICE access in the county in early February. It owned buildings from being used as ICE detention centers, and the other restricts ICE access to county agencies and facilities. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The brake lights on the Beltway west side now beginning and really slowing now right here in the heavy fog on the outer loop at I-70 and then working its way down through Route 40. And we see traffic crossing at Route 40 and then downhill a little bit further. The pace is better with the heavy fog as you continue down eventually towards I-95. The inner loop at Green Spring is okay with the fog and some moderate to heavy traffic now on the northeast outer loop. Baltimore County just advising the traffic light is not working. I'm not sure if it's on flash or it's completely out. Be careful at Old Eastern Avenue and Back River Neck Road over on the southeast side of the county. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another mostly cloudy day with temperatures in the low 50s. We could see a couple of stray showers. More of that tonight, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers possible and temperatures falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has a morning off. I'm Sean Casey. The Orioles pick up a win in Florida in the Grapefruit League. The Birds beat the Rays 4-3 in Port Charlotte. Will Robertson went 1-for-3 with a 2-run dinger, while Jose Barrero added a solo shot. The good news is that Zach Eflin, in his first start of the spring, coming back from a disc injury in his back, was throwing as hard as he did all of last season. The right-hander made his debut yesterday against the Rays and hit 94 miles an hour on the radar gun with his fastballs. He fired 2 scoreless innings on 40 pitches. Orioles manager did not commit to him being ready by opening day, but at least that's a good start in his attempt to come back. That is for sure. World Baseball Classic underway across the globe. 16 of the 20 teams of the tournament will be in action today. Team USA will take on Brazil in Houston with Logan Webb with the Giants on the mound. Other games include Panama facing Cuba in Puerto Rico and a matchup between Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic in Miami. Each team will play 4 games in pool play before the quarterfinals next weekend. Wizards have lost their last 7 games in a row. Washington was beaten by the Utah Jazz at home yesterday, 122-112. Julian Reese put up 18 points, 20 rebounds in the setback, and Trey Young, 12 points and 6 assists in his team debut. Caps are looking like they're sellers instead of buyers before the trade deadline. They made a pair of moves ahead of the trade deadline. Washington traded forward and center Nick Doubt to the Golden Knights of Vegas. Defenseman John Carlson was shipped to the Anaheim Mighty Ducks from Vegas. The team received goalie Jasper Vickman, a 2029 second rounder, and a 2027 third round pick. In exchange for Carlson, Anaheim sent a conditional first round pick in either 2026 or 2027, and a 2027 third round pick as well. Navy men's basketball team keeps its postseason hopes alive. The midshipmen beat Bucknell 74-69 in the Patriot League quarterfinals. Number 13 Maryland women lost to Oregon in the Big Ten tournament 73-68. DC United is headed to Charm City this week. The Black and Red will host Lionel Messi, and the Inter Miami were honored at the White House yesterday. They'll be in Baltimore on Saturday, and tonight your Baltimore Blast will host Utica at 7:30. And that's a look at Stein on sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on Casey and Company. You join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@wcbm.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Do you think Christy Noem got a raw deal? Was it the president had to do what he had to do? Give us a thought on that. I mean, just you look at it, there was just mounting criticism. And I think what the Democrats are going to try to do now is they may try to leverage the confirmation of Mark Wayne Mullen to get what they want on reforming ICE. And we'll see how that plays out, if at all. And let's not forget, this is day 21 of a partial government shutdown. TSA is not getting paid, and other things. And this was all centered around the ICE agents and what went down in Minnesota. So Marty says that neither Bondi or Christy Noem were good communicators. I think that's a fair criticism. I think that their intentions are good. And I think they wanted to deliver on the president's promises, but it's just something you have to be able to get ahead of the press, stay ahead of the press, and not give the press any ammunition. And when you're at a hearing and you're basically saying that the president authorized me to spend $220 million on an ad, and Kennedy said, yeah, that was basically promoting you, it boosted your name recognition, but really didn't do much for the president and the border. Then the writing was on the wall. Locally, a new executive order from Mayor Brandon Scott will potentially pull Baltimore's law department into immigration court. The order authorizes the city solicitor and other city attorneys to represent Baltimore residents involved in immigration proceedings. And according to the order, this legal help would be provided on a pro bono basis. meaning that attorneys would volunteer their time and only if there were no conflicts of interest. I do have some questions on how this is actually going to play out, but taxpayer advocate David Williams pointing out that, look, there are already tons of these firms that offer pro bono work for illegal aliens, like CASA Action. It used to be called CASA de Maryland here in the state of Maryland. But he goes on to say that it blurs the line between the city's legal responsibilities. And really, this is Brandon Scott and whether it's A.G. Brown, Governor Moore, those that are infected with TDS, they all try to one-up each other, and how can I stick it to Trump?
This is not about a legal defense. This is about virtue signaling. This is about Mayor Scott going against the Trump administration. He thinks he's getting points with this, and he really isn't, because there is going to be a backlash with the amount of time and money that is spent on these defenses.
Yeah, and the mayor is saying that, look, this is not on company time. They're saying that the mayor's office is saying that, quote, by definition, the fact that they are volunteering their personal time means they're not diverting time and resources away from their primary role for the city. And, of course, my question is this, you know, when would they be representing? I mean, late at night, over the weekends, would they be meeting with their clients? And the courts don't operate late at night or on the weekend. So if they need to go to court and you're giving them, you're volunteering your time with this pro bono work, it seems to me would have to be during a business day. And then you are on government payroll when that happens. So I don't know what the mayor is thinking of in this particular case. And even some residents of West Baltimore are questioning the mayor and his priorities.
Does it make sense?
Mayor Scott, you need to take a look at your city first. They should worry about the people that are here. We have people out here are homeless. We have people that's on substance abuse that need help.
Y'all taking resources from Americans and then y'all giving them to illegal migrants, and then you wonder why Trump don't want to help the whole state.
Yeah, no, it's again something that you look at it. This is there are all sorts of priorities that are being ignored here, and because they are Trump deranged, and they just look at this as we've got to do. And again, this seems to me, and like, we got people that are being driven by ambition. We have a governor who wants to be president, and now I think we have a mayor who wants to be more than just the mayor. So maybe he thinks when tax and spend more exits, if he happens to get reelected, which we certainly hope does not happen later this fall, then if that does happen, however, then and he leaves to run for president, then Mayor Scott is going to be angling for the next governor of the day. And boy, that would be a absolute disaster. You look at what's happened to Baltimore, and you apply that statewide. It's already a disaster, but it would be exponentially worse. That is for sure. I just have this question about on these other city solicitors and the other attorneys. Are they going to want to take time off from their? And maybe this is Browndozer type stuff. Maybe, you know, I get to lick the boots of the mayor and get in his good graces, and, you know, maybe I can have a retirement party thrown for me to the tune of $4,000 or $5,000 and not actually retire, you know, because that happens here in the city of Baltimore. Who knows? All right, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you can certainly weigh in on there. You can text using the mobile app, and if you want to weigh in on Kristi Noem and her exit now from coming up later this month from the Department of Homeland Security. 643, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I had a party. I didn't go anywhere.
That's right. But yours wasn't a retirement party.
No.
Yours was
a
roast.
It was a celebration.
It was a celebration.
Yeah.
Of your traffic expertise.
And I was still invited back, even after that.
Yes, you were. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know either. Somebody didn't read the fine print. It's a morning of traffic light problems. Old Eastern Avenue, Back River Neck Road, they say the light is malfunctioning. Now in Hunt Valley and north of Conkeysville, York Road, and Ashland Road, they're saying the traffic light is having a problem. It's Friday, and normally on Friday we like it at both the Harbor Tunnels. And right now,
We're under a five-minute delay at both the tunnels, though just as I'm saying that, the right tube in the right lane was just slowing a little bit here, but they're coming out on the south end down towards Key Highway, so I'll keep an eye on that, but it is the right lane of the right tube right now that's a little bit slow through there, and 895 is completely clear. In the valley at the JFX at Ruxton Road, heavy fog there, heavy fog and now heavy traffic on the west side, outer loop beginning right around I-70 and going down the hill eventually towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy after the patchy dense fog gets out of here. Going to be in the low 50s today. Still a chance for a stray shower possible throughout the day and evening. And right now, 44 and hazy in Pikesville. It is 40 and cloudy in Ocean City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
They think I am some sort of god.
By the way, this I don't know if you've had a quesadilla from Taco Bell recently, but apparently it's a thing. There's been a TikTok video that's gone viral. A guy's profanity-filled rant about the rapper getting stuck to his quesadilla has now 11 million views.
Wow.
On TikTok.
What gets people's attention. Unbelievable.
And here it is.
Change these rappers to where you can open the son of a without it ripping the quesadilla open. Multi-million dollar company, and y'all got these moisture locking sacks.
Sounds like an illness.
Moisture locking sacks. I hate when that happens.
Ruin moisture locking sacks will ruin your. No,
apparently it's I saw the video. It's like when you open it up, the food comes with the wrapper, so you kind of rip your quesadilla apart.
It does make a mess, but boy, does it taste good.
Yeah.
And if you have that problem, it chafes.
Yes, so
you have
to it can.
Get a little talcum powder's bad. Yeah. Get a little cornstarch. You're right.
St. Louis Cardinals Busch Stadium has made a game-changing announcement for the upcoming season. Now, instead of splurging on concession stands, fans can enjoy unlimited Coke, a new all-you-can-eat menu of ballpark staples and Coca-Cola beverages. For $26, all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink Coke, hot dogs, chicken tenders, brats, nacho chips and cheese, french fries, popcorn, peanuts, kettle chips, and ice cream cups.
That's
all you can eat menu for $26.
That's a seventh inning burp.
You know, when you go buy a beer and a hot dog now, it's almost $20.
Yeah, about $20.
Yeah,
the beer's what, $8?
$8, $10, depends on where you go.
Half a foam beer, or you get like half the cups filled with foam.
Yeah, or they get those large cans.
Yeah.
You know. Something that Chuck is familiar with.
Nice.
All right. Oh, man.
That's all right.
Don't make fun of large cans.
He'll enjoy himself. He ain't going to be here long.
Oh. You know something I don't?
I don't. Yeah. I don't know a damn thing.
Wingstop is running a limited-time promotion where you can get 30 wings for $30 at participating locations. That's a good deal. Get a dollar a wing.
That is very good.
Normally, they're anywhere from $1.50 to $2 a wing, or more at some places. And finally, Gino's Steaks, the famous cheesesteak spot from Philly, has now opened up in Baltimore yesterday at Power Plant Live. So they had a big welcoming. They had the video statements, and folks were all down there celebrating, and they were showing them how they were cooking their cheesesteaks. And apparently, they do have Cheese Whiz. I can confirm that. So here are your choices of cheese. There's Cheese Whiz. There's American cheese. There's something called white cheddar and provolone. They added provolone for Baltimore because apparently Baltimore is a big provolone city. I didn't know that.
I like provolone.
Oh, provolone is...
But they say the one that's really, Cheese Whiz is number one, but the one that's really catching up now is the white cheddar. They said people do like that on their cheese.
I don't like the Cheese Whiz on it.
Yeah. You like it with the Cheese Whiz?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I don't mind Cheese Whiz on myself on occasion.
Yes, exactly. You've been known to.
There's always room for Cheese Whiz.
Silly string activity.
Over, use it on the whiz. Deodorant in the pinch.
Yeah.
You're out of Under Armour or something.
Put
a little Cheese Whiz in your pits.
Let that sit for a couple days. All right. That's
Can I mention something?
Yes, you wanted to mention a big fish fry coming up.
A big old fish fry. It's the Knights of Columbus, the Long Green Council, number 8736, are hosting the 13th annual fish fry at St. John the Evangelist Church in Hides. It's tonight.
And it's also March 27th from 3 until 8.
Wow. I haven't seen you that excited since you got a bottle of chocolate wine.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, no. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Have you ever received a bottle of chocolate-flavored liqueur or wine?
I did. It was liqueur. Okay. That, see, you were wrong. You said wine.
Right.
It was liqueur.
Okay.
Well, and, yeah, well,
Have you imbibed on that yet?
No, no. Okay. No, I have not.
No, where is the bottle of wine?
It's open.
In my office.
I sat in my office.
I think it kind of answers a lot of questions for us here. All right, thanks, Maggie. 6:49 coming up on 10 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. The best of Casey and Company is available each and every day at WCBM.com. Rumble Facebook page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Coming up next, a Maryland senator has introduced a bill to allow driverless cars here in the state of Maryland. And a lot of folks are saying, yeah, it might be an idea that could be a bad one instead of a good one. We'll get your thoughts on that as well here on Casey and Company.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nine minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who is being replaced by the end of the month, as I said, did do some wonderful things, and I think she should get credit for those in helping to secure the border and following President Trump's promises made, promises kept. The other thing I do believe she did wonderful work on is focusing on the priority of the children that were being trafficked. Over 300, and it depends on which testimony you take or who you believe, but it was anywhere between 350,000 and 500,000 children went missing during the Biden years. And she said that during the Joe Biden administration, the federal government was actually paying human traffickers to take unaccompanied illegal alien children. And she said the one thing that has been challenging is that under the Biden administration, the government paid sponsors under HHS programs, which were tasked with relocating and taking care of unaccompanied children. These sponsors, many times, she said, we found instances where they trafficked these children themselves. Under the Biden administration, we not only had children in this country that were part of a program the government was paying individuals that were knowingly trafficking them and abusing them. Again, Alejandro Mayorkas, Javier Becerra, and Chairman Joe, and many others were guilty of sentencing these children to unbelievable torture and having to deal with cartels and so on and so forth. And she did a great job at recovering 145,000 of those missing children. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Update now once again with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And the pace is still pretty good. There's some fog and some haze, but right here at I-97 at Route 32, the southbound traffic is still running pretty close
to the posted limit all the way down towards the ramps of Route 50. And then the fog is not a big factor right now through Annapolis, so we're good. Three lanes westbound, two east at the Bay Bridge, and then we're clear through the ramps at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards Parole at Route 450. If you're traveling through Columbia, there's a new report of a minor wreck on eastbound Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Give me my cheese whiz, boy.
That's nice. Oh, conspiracy. Okay.
Cheese Whiz Johnson. There it is, folks.
That's what they call me, CW.
All right. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast after some morning patchy fog, mostly cloudy. Low 50s, chance for stray showers possible throughout the day and later on this evening. Cloudy 42 in Dundalk, 43 in Millersville. There is a bill introduced in the Senate in Maryland. This is a 909 by Senator Sarah Love, Democrat Marxist of Montgomery County. And her counterpart in Howard and Montgomery over in the House is House Bill 1295, sponsored by Delegate Natalie Ziegler. And this bill would allow for fully autonomous vehicles or driverless cars to operate in Maryland. Autonomous vehicles, she argues, would provide freedom of movement to those who are unable to drive, the disabled, a safer alternative to human drivers, and an opportunity for existing companies to grow around an emerging technology. There was 2 hours of testimony on this bill yesterday, and as you might imagine, we're hearing pro and con, for and against on this bill. Me personally, I have seen stories of people trapped in Waymo driverless cars and had to get on their phones and call the company so they could be unlocked, so they could get out of the car from a remote location. That's happened more than just a handful of times. I've also seen Waymo cars, sometimes they hit the traffic circles, which now is the new thing. Everywhere you go, they're putting traffic circles instead of intersections, where the Waymo cars are constantly going. It's like a clown car, constantly going in circles and just doesn't know where to get off or how to get off, whatever the case is. I don't know what happens if it's a glitch or something. And then there are also Waymo driverless cars. I'm not picking on Waymo because Tesla was testing this. Didn't Google? I think Google had a driverless car as well. They also get in accidents, and they cause accidents. So I understand trying to take, in fact, one of the people that testified for the bill, as a guy, John Seng, founder and chair of Safe Roads Maryland. It's a nonprofit focused on road safety. He says Waymo removes the most dangerous part of driving, the human element. Waymos can't drive inebriated, chew edibles, drive distracted, or speed. No, that's all true. Those are all dangerous activities that people engage in. And especially the speed, and we had a road rage incident on 495 in Virginia where a State Department employee got out of his car and started stabbing people. And then he was shot by police. So again, now the Teamsters are opposed to it because obviously the rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft and so on and so forth, they want to make sure that that they're not frozen out of this. And I would think that rideshare people would hate this. Some people are saying that some of these rideshare companies, they don't pick up a lot of like one blind person said a Uber or I don't know if it was Uber, just a rideshare company wouldn't pick her up because it would take too long to deal with her getting her in and out of the car because she was blind, and they could get more fares by not dealing with the disabled. So that could be anecdotal. I don't know if that's necessarily true or not. So you look at this, and they're saying that the technology, the data shows, this is Ethan Tyker for Waymo, the data shows that technology is involved in 90% fewer serious injuries or worse crashes compared to human drivers. And right now, Waymo operates fully autonomous cars in 10 major U.S. cities, including Phoenix, San Francisco, L.A., Houston, and Atlanta. And now they're looking to expand into Baltimore. They have about a dozen cars in the city right now, driven by professional drivers to acquaint the technology with the city. They don't offer rides to passengers in Baltimore as of yet, because they kind of have to map the city and the roads and so on and so forth. So the question for you, do you think this is a good idea? Driverless cars, fully autonomous cars, would you get in one for a ride? Do you think they would be safer than ones driven by human beings? I certainly see that from a speed perspective and road rage perspective, they would be safer, right? But again, I don't know what the data is. I'd like to see the hard data on, of course, we don't have that many driverless cars compared to cars driven by, like, the more cars you have, the more opportunity you have for crashes and accidents and errors and things of that nature. What happens when there is a software glitch or when, something happens and, as we've seen, these cars just continuously drive in circles or they get into accidents or they lock people inside the vehicle. So get your thoughts on the Waymo, driverless cars as well. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up next, who should the president endorse in the Texas Senate race? It's getting interesting. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. American and Israeli forces are showing no mercy to Iran's military-backed dictatorship as the U.S. warns that attacks on Iran will intensify as a full week of hostilities draws to a close.
Israeli airstrikes are pounding the capitals of Iran and Lebanon as the U.S. apparently struck an Iranian drone carrier at sea, intensifying its campaign targeting the Islamic Republic's warships. Iran launched new retaliatory attacks early Friday against neighboring countries that host U.S. forces. There have been no immediate reports of casualties. Tehran has warned of the destruction of the Middle East's military and economic infrastructure, and the war has rattled financial markets. The latest strikes mark a full week of attacks affecting countries across the Middle East. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Some of the Americans trapped in the Middle East have managed to make it home. Arriving at San Francisco International Airport, Kelly DeGarmo tells KGO News her group had to try for multiple flights before finally getting one that wasn't canceled.
Getting stuck there. We had a flight on Sunday and canceled. Monday canceled. Tuesday canceled. We have flights for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday still.
So we have to cancel.
Everybody was very, very kind. We're told that we were very safe. The hotels were kind.
She arrived on a flight from Dubai. Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma says he is very excited the prospect of serving as the next Homeland Security Secretary. President Trump is nominating him for the job after firing embattled Secretary Kristi Noem. She had faced growing criticism over her leadership of the agency. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in negative territory once again. The Dow futures now down 205 points. NASDAQ futures off 159. The S&P futures 35 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're an investor with money in a 401k or IRA, what's happening right now in Washington could affect you directly. The Supreme Court ruling impacting Trump-era tariffs has injected new uncertainty into global trade policy. And when policy risk rises, investors move to safety. Plus, escalating tensions involving Iran are adding stress to an already fragile global landscape. Trade tensions, global instability, currency pressure. We're seeing gold and silver prices move higher again, with capital flowing toward tangible safe haven assets like precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty free, with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Now the normal delays on the Beltway in the fog on the outer loop as you're coming over from Bel Air Road to Providence Road. The inner loop in Green Spring, the pace is still not too bad right there, but there is some fog, but we're okay after Green Spring and then down the hill to the JFX. Now the west side, the backup there is going to start right now at 795 and going down through Liberty Road, I-70, Route 40, and then getting better at Frederick Road. So right now it's the normal delay through there, adding in the heavy fog on the west side. Newark, Howard County, watch for that westbound Route 100 at Coca-Cola Drive, and in Columbia, the wreck at Route 32 and Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another mostly cloudy day with temperatures in the low 50s. We could see a couple of stray showers. More of that tonight, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers possible and temperatures falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 42 degrees in Bel Air and 45 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The family of a man who died after an incident with Baltimore County Police say they want accountability from police and justice for their loved one. Their call for action came Thursday, a day after police body camera video of the February 16th encounter in Woodlawn was released. The video shows the lead up to Officer Derek Hadle striking Samuel Brown, who fell to the ground and hit his head. Before Brown was struck, he swatted at the officer's hands, and family attorney Billy Murphy says instead of de-escalating the situation as required, Officer Hadle reacted by illegally sucker punching Big Sam in his face. Brown died on February 27th. And Fox 45 reports that a Columbia mother is on trial in Howard County, accused of orchestrating the shooting of two teens outside of a grocery store in October 2024. Proceedings in the case against 40-year-old Wakita Burgess began Tuesday morning in Howard County Circuit Court, with a third day of testimony ending Thursday. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 799. The pick four, 4751. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you warm all winter long. Orioles win over the Rays yesterday, 4-3 in the Grapefruit League play at Port Charlotte. Will Robertson went 1-for-3 with a 2-run home run. Jose Barrero had a solo shot, and Zach Eflin pitched a couple of scoreless innings, 40 pitches, and hit the radar gun at 94 miles an hour. Orioles will host the St. Louis Cardinals today in Grapefruit League play. Meanwhile, the Capitals made a pair of moves right ahead of the trading deadline. Washington traded center Nick Dowd to the Golden Knights and defenseman John Carlson to the Ducks for draft picks and a goalie, Jesper Vickman. Wizards lose seventh game in a row as Washington was bested 122-112 by the Utah Jazz at home. Julian Reese with 18 points and 20 rebounds for the double-double. Navy men's basketball team keep its postseason run alive. The midshipmen beat Bucknell 74-69 in the Patriot League quarterfinals. quarterfinals, Cam Cole scored a team-high 16 points off the bench. The women, Lady Terps, suffer a loss to Oregon, 73-68, the Big Ten tournament there. DC United is headed to Charm City this week. The Black and Red host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami Saturday in Baltimore. The Blast host Utica tonight at 7:30 as well. Coming up next, NASCAR. History could be made this weekend. We'll explain. And that's a look at Steinlein Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, email us am680 at wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Love to hear from you. A lot of you weighing in today on driverless cars, so we'll share those texts in just a moment. And, of course, our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, an incredible story of a man charged with murder who just won his primary for sheriff in the state of Arkansas. Marilyn Waterman says Governor Moore has abandoned the watermen of the Eastern Shore. But our top story here today, who will the president endorse in the Texas Senate race? Will it be a notorious rhino, John Cornyn, or will it be patriot and MAGA warrior Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas? And again, because neither one got to 50%, there's going to be a runoff over the next 12 weeks. It's going to get ugly. And the question here is, a lot of money was already spent by Cornyn, over $70 million, to get rid of Paxton, and he couldn't do that. I think, if I read the stats correctly, Cornyn spent over $120 a vote, and Paxton $5 a vote, and almost beat him in the primary. So I think we know who the people of Texas are siding with here. Again, but we'll have to wait and see. And the president says he is going to endorse in this race, and the other one should drop out. Well, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton gave an interview, and he vowed not to drop his Senate bid, even if Trump endorses the rhino John Cornyn.
No, I'm staying in this race. I owe it to the people of Texas. I've spent a year of my life campaigning against John Cornyn because John has not represented the people of Texas well. He sided with Joe Biden on the Second Amendment restrictions. He sided with Joe Biden on bringing Afghan refugees to settle here without vetting them. But he's been against Trump in both of his elections, said he shouldn't run last time, that his day had passed. And, of course, he fought him on the border wall. He's been an amnesty guy. Everything that Trump stood for, John Cornyn's fought. But he was a big help to Joe Biden. The people of Texas, at least the Republicans, would like something different.
And then the president weighed in, saying that that's bad for him to say that he would stay in the race. It's bad for him. So maybe that leads me to go the other direction. Which, you know, I don't know what game he's playing. He knows what he's doing. There's some kind of strategy here on this, and with a lot of speculation has to do with the SAVE Act and the recess appointments and so on and so forth. But Paxton then upped the ante. Listen to this. This is a brilliant chess move. Paxton put on X, quote, "The Save America Act is the most important bill the U.S. Senate could ever pass. I'm committed to helping President Trump get it done. I would consider dropping out of this race if Senate leadership agrees to lift the filibuster and passes the Save America Act. John Cornyn is a coward, has refused to support abolishing the filibuster to pass this bill. Now fake news reporters and the establishment are trying to destroy me with misinformation. The truth is clear. No one has been more loyal to Donald Trump than me, fighting the stolen 2020 election, being in Mar-a-Lago when he announced his 2024 campaign, and standing with him in New York in the face of lawfare. For the good of our country, for the good of passing President Trump's agenda, I am determined to help him get this done. That is a true patriot. That is a MAGA warrior. He is willing to fall on the sword and drop out if, and I would, you know, I'm not dropping out until it passes. That I would make sure that that happens. Interesting. No word yet on President Trump's reaction to the dropout offer. And so my question to you is, what do you think is going to happen? You think that's a great move from Ken Paxton? You think there's been rumors that he's thinking about Cornyn? We're hearing rumors that Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, has been pressuring Wesley Hunt, who was the third man in the race, got about 8-9% of the vote. She's basically telling him not to endorse Paxton until after the president makes his decision. Because if you pick up Wesley Hunt's votes, about, I think it would be about 70% of them, then Paxton has enough votes to beat Cornyn anyway in the Texas primary. So this is hardball politics, folks. And we'll share with you coming up the top six times Senator Cornyn has absolutely put a shiv in President Trump's back. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, we have an update on this wreck on Route 100, initially reported at Coca-Cola Drive. It's back actually just after the ramp and right at the ramp at the BW Parkway. So right now, only the left-hand lane is getting by. The traffic coming on the ramp from the Parkway to 100 westbound is having a hard time there. So every once in a while, they'll stop the traffic and let some of the ramp traffic come on to the main line. A lot of vehicles involved here on the right side of the roadway. Medic units are still there. And, of course, Howard County Police and State Police. So it's a single lane westbound as you're coming by the accident scene. And then the earlier wreck had a lane block as well, Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. JFX, you're dealing with the fog, but so far, not bad. But watch your speed anywhere south of Ruxton Road and, of course, down through the ramps all the way into downtown. The roadway conditions are wet as you're moving south through the area with the heavier traffic. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, morning patchy fog, and then clearing up the fog clears up, but still going to be cloudy with a chance of showers today. Low 50s, tomorrow nicer, mid-60s, but cloudy, chance of storms tomorrow afternoon, evening. Right now it's cloudy and 42 in Middle River, 42 in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, when the president was running The Apprentice, his signature phrase is, you're fired. It happened again yesterday.
Christy, you're fired.
Kristi Noem gets fired by the president. But actually, she's being shuffled into another position in the Shield of the Americas. So she's going to be working with the Secretary of State, Secretary of War, in helping to dismantle cartels in Mexico, Central America, so on and so forth. And it just got to be too much with that hearing the other day in which she admitted to Senator John Kennedy that she spent $220 million on an ad campaign that she says the president authorized and approved. And we find out the president didn't. And so she will be staying on until the end of March. And then Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma has been nominated. He'll have to be confirmed by the Senate. How's the war going? Well, according to Admiral Cooper at CENTCOM, it is they're ahead of schedule. Yesterday at the briefing, Senator Hegseth saying that they're just getting started.
Iran is hoping that we cannot sustain this, which is a really bad miscalculation for the IRGC in Iran. You see, there's no shortage of American will here. We remember and honor our fallen, those six that we will soon welcome at Dover, who gave everything for their country in this mission. We remember them. But we remember them by rededicating ourselves even more fervently to this mission. Our commitment to our mission objectives only increases as our advantages continue to increase. We've got no shortage of munitions. Our stockpiles of defensive and offensive weapons allow us to sustain this campaign as long as we need to. Again, our munition status only increases as our advantage increases. Our capabilities, we have only just begun to fight and fight decisively, having a chance to hear from Admiral Cooper. If you think you've seen something, just wait. The amount of combat power that's still flowing, that's still coming, that we'll be able to project over Iran is a multiples of what it currently is right now when you add up our capabilities and those of the Israeli Defense Forces.
Admiral Cooper went on to say that they've reduced the ballistic missile attacks or attempts by 90% over the skies of Iran, and the drone attacks have been reduced by 83%. A drone carrier was obliterated yesterday, and they've officially sunk over 30 Iranian naval ships as well. So this is, again, only day seven, and it's 1 week in, and almost the entire stock has been obliterated. Still some to go, obviously. They still pose some danger and are still lashing out at their allies, some of their friendly countries that live next door. As to the plot to assassinate President Trump coming out of Iran, there was good news there from the Secretary Hegseth.
The leader of the unit who attempted to assassinate President Trump has been hunted down and killed. Iran tried to kill President Trump, and President Trump got the last laugh.
And again, President Trump going off on Tucker Carlson after his Iran war criticism. He told ABC's Jonathan Carl in an interview that Tucker has lost his way. He says, I knew that a long time ago. He's not MAGA. MAGA's making our country great again. MAGA's America first, and Tucker's none of those things. And Tucker's really not smart enough to understand that. According to President Trump. The Iran War Powers Resolution was voted down in the House. The day before, the Senate voted it down. This time, 219 to 212 was the vote. So this was his attempt to restrict President Trump. All Republicans voted against the resolution except Thomas Massie, of course, who's not really a Republican, and Warren Davidson of Ohio. Trump may arm the Iranian Kurdish militias, which would be a blow to the regime, a win for the Kurds everywhere, to help usher in a new administration. The president says he wants to have a say in who the next Iranian leader is, just like they did in Venezuela when they grabbed Maduro and Delcy Rodriguez. They didn't want to completely dismantle the infrastructure and all the apparatus within Venezuela because he wouldn't have anybody who could govern. He wants to have the same model where he at least has a say because he doesn't want another one of these whack-a-mullas pop up, that death to Israel, death to America. Contrary to the fake news reports, the Biden auto pen investigation is ongoing and has not been closed. So I want to get that out there as well. Trump says the regime in Cuba wants a deal so badly after the U.S. shows strength against Iran and Venezuela. He's hinting a major development or announcement could be just weeks away. A Clinton judge has ordered the Trump administration to refund $130 billion in tariffs. They will appeal that. And finally, Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez, remember, he's the one that had an affair with one of his legislative aides. She then set herself on fire. They were pressuring Speaker Johnson to get rid of him. While his election went to a runoff, he's now decided he's going to drop out of the race, so he is gone. And that's the way it was 411 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up, the top six times that Senator Rhino Cornyn has backstabbed President Trump and the MAGA movement. But I want to tell you right now, hearing is a precious sense. It's something that we, I think, often take for granted. We get the annual physicals, we get the eye exams, etc. But when it comes to hearing, sometimes people wait till it's way too late to address their hearing issues. Now, a lot of times there can be simple things like earwax that have clogged your ear canal, or maybe an ear infection, or some other virus or whatever the case may be, and that's why you need to have your ears examined as soon as possible. Now, as we age, there can be some hearing loss based on damage or just age, and that's why you should have a benchmark hearing test. I would recommend it start at the age of 50. You can do it whenever you want, but you know, that way you have a benchmark. You have a you know, a level that you can look at, and if there are some hearing issues, then you can discover them by having a hearing checked every year or every 2 years, whatever it is. as you get older. The best place to do that is at Audiology Associates, 10 different locations to serve you throughout the Baltimore Metro. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle, empathetic approach to all of your hearing issues. I helped my wife just a couple of years ago with one of her hearing issues, and I'm sure they'll do the same for you. So check them out. AAIAudiology.com is the website. That's AAIAudiology.com for locations and appointments.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
We just crossed the 5,000 signature mark on the petition. So our next goal is let's get it to 7,500 and 10,000, see how far we can take this thing. So if you haven't signed it, go to WCBM.com. It's the Save Our State. Sending out an SOS. You can read all the things that Governor Moore has done and sign that petition today. Share it on your social media as well. All right, 7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here is Chuck Whitaker.
One of our listeners said just went by a wreck northbound I-97 at the overpass at Farm Road. That's at the bridge at 178. I can't see it. The camera right there is up on a tower way above the fog. I don't see it, but the impact and the information is just coming in that there may be several lanes are blocked. And, of course, I-97 at that point is only two lanes. So already there's a quick impact there. If you're coming on 50 and then you're going north onto I-97, heads up. I looked at the camera, which is back at I-97 and the split at Route 32. So far, there's not an impact there, but I think once they begin to see it, we may get an impact for that traffic southbound. New problems now. I-70 eastbound, Route 29, vehicle off the roadway in the grass, and it looks like with the police there that it may only be one lane, and a vehicle fire reported eastbound I-70 after Route 94 at Woodbine Road, and that apparently was blocking the right lane. And we still have problems. They moved another lane open now on Route 100 westbound at the BW Parkway. The ramp traffic coming on from the parkway is a little bit slow, and there is a backup on 100 as you're coming by the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, low 50s, chance of a stray shower possible throughout the day and evening. Tomorrow, even warmer, mid-60s with a chance of storms. Right now, it is 43 and cloudy in Glen Burnie, 42 in Stevensville. A lot of folks weighing in on the driverless cars here this morning. We did that right before the end of the hour. And Marty says, Waymo and autonomous vehicles can be easily hacked. And that scares me. Yeah, that would scare me as well. As far as that goes. And then, let's see, other ones are saying that, this is from Eddie. He says, have you seen the videos of the Waymark car falling into a sinkhole in the road in Florida because it didn't recognize the hole existed? What happens if a bridge is out or that a road that once existed doesn't, but the car still thinks it does? Also, what happens in the snow and ice? Who clears the snow so the passengers can see out and to keep ice and snow from flying off and damaging other cars? All great questions. Here this morning, Fred on driverless cars saying, how does a driverless car adjust for conditions like rain, snow, and ice? Frankly, I would not even trust them on a bright, sunny day with dry roads as well. All right. So very good input there. All right. We're talking about Cornyn versus Paxton. Again, I don't know which way the president's going to go. I know a lot of people thinking he's going to go with Cornyn and some grand deal cut with John Thune, who's another spineless rhino. But this is from our friend Raheem Kasim at the National Pulse. The six times that John Cornyn backstabbed President Trump, he opposed President Trump's border wall as naive prior to his election 2016, and boasted in 2020 he privately opposed his efforts to use national security funding to construct it. He refused to support Trump against the Biden Justice Department. Again, this was with all the lawfare. And he said it would be legitimate for Jack Smith, the persecutor, to charge Trump with attempting to overturn the 2020 election. And number three, pushed the open borders policy back in 2020. He celebrated by taking to the Senate floor saying DACA recipients must have a permanent legislative solution. They deserve nothing less. So, again, open borders. Four, he blamed Trump for J6 in the aftermath of the protest. Cornyn publicly denounced Trump for his reckless and incendiary speech. Number five, he dissed Trump in 2024 when Trump was gearing up for his run. Cornyn told reporters, "I think President Trump's time has passed him by," and urged the GOP to move on to a supposedly more electable candidate. And number six, during his failed run for Senate Majority Leader, which Thune won, Cornyn backed the use of recess appointments to quickly fill out Trump's cabinet. However, just days later, he reversed course. So I mean, this is a guy that's not loyal to Trump. This is a guy that you can't trust. I tell you what this is. This would be another vote for conviction. If we lose the House and they impeach Trump, Cornyn would be a vote to convict and remove Trump. Keep that in mind, and I hope President Trump does that as well, because John Cornyn is no friend of the MAGA movement, no friend of President Trump. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman is your friend when it comes to serious accidents resulting in serious injuries. You do need serious legal representation. And Michael and his firm, Marsha, this is a big boss, obviously, Stephen, his son, his daughter-in-law, Rachel Alpert Friedman, and all the associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries, they even have a person that used to work for the insurance companies at the firm because they know the kind of stuff that some of the insurance companies will pull to try to not pay your claim or try to, you know, wait you out and so on and so forth. So that's what Michael brings to the table. He's got the Personal Injury Assistant app that you can download from his website, plus the 15 things to remember if you are involved in an automobile accident. You download that, you print it, you keep it in your glove compartment or in your visor above, so you know hopefully you never need it, but it's there if you do. And Michael has been voted to one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland for the last 10 years. So keep that in mind. MAFlaw.com is the website, or toll-free 1-800-782-7203. Coming up next, Waterman says Governor Moore has abandoned the waterman industry. Time for latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested two suspects in custody after an armed robbery and assault early Thursday. The victims told police a car had been following them and attempted to run them off the road in the area of Ritchie Highway and Jumpers Hole Road. One suspect allegedly pointed a gun at the victims and rammed their car. One victim ran and the other was pulled from the car, assaulted, and robbed. The suspects took off and drove south on Ritchie Highway, but they crashed near Mountain Road after police spotted them. 18-year-old Jamar West Jones of Baltimore and a 17-year-old from Pasadena have been arrested. And the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis has issued an alert after a suspicious person was seen taking photos of security areas on Wednesday morning. The Academy has posted images of the individual online. Officials say the man was photographing the closed USNA gate, specifically the empty security personnel spaces and locks. The man left when a Naval Academy civilian noticed his actions and took photos of him. The incident was reported to base police, and the man was identified through his rental vehicle as Norman Thomas George. Investigators say he rented the vehicle on February 26 in New York, and he's due to return it to Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix, Arizona on March 28th. A Baltimore County man has pleaded guilty to bribing a former Baltimore City financial officer. James Ernie Jr. of Glen Arm admitted to paid Joseph Gillespie at least $25,000 in bribes in exchange for him getting rid of financial obligations owed to the city by marking them as paid. The debt was connected to properties Ernie owned, including unpaid water bills. As a result of the scheme, the city of Baltimore suffered financial losses of more than $145,000. It's 7:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have delays on I-97, and again, the wreck is reportedly northbound at the bridge at 178, which is Farm Road. The traffic coming up from 50 going north on I-97. There was road blockage there, and now the southbound side is looking at it, so there's a backup through there as well. So be prepared for that. We're back to the accident scene at Route 100 westbound at the ramp at the BW Parkway. Both the straight-through lanes are open. It's now the ramp traffic from the Parkway onto 100 westbound, which is having a problem getting out onto the main flow of the traffic. So that's the problem. It's the ramp traffic and not so much the main line of 100, but there is a backup through there. A couple of things on the Howard County list. Eastbound I-70 Route 29 vehicle ended up in the grass. In the median, they opened up the inside lane again. That's a little better. There was a tractor trailer apparently on fire eastbound on I-70 after the ramp at Route 94, also in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another mostly cloudy day with temperatures in the low 50s. We could see a couple of stray showers. More of that tonight, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers possible and temperatures falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary, as morning off, I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. The Birds beat the Rays yesterday 4-3 in Fort Charlotte. Some highlights. Will Robertson goes 1-for-3 with a two-run home run. Jose Barrero added a solo shot. Zach Eflin making his first start of the spring. Two scoreless innings, about 40 pitches, and hit the radar gun at 94 miles an hour. He's coming back from a bad back injury last year, which he had trouble with. And so don't know if he's going to be ready by opening day, but that is a promising sign. And they call to arms as we need pitchers. The Orioles will host the St. Louis Cardinals a little bit later today. In the NHL, the Capitals made a pair of moves just ahead of the trade deadline. They send center Nick Dowd to the Golden Knights and longtime defenseman John Carlson to the Ducks. From Vegas, the team gets goalie Jesper Vikman, 29 second-round pick, 27 third-round pick. In return for Carlson, Anaheim send a conditional first-round pick in either 26 or 27 and a 27 third-round pick. It looks like the Caps are sellers, not buyers, and this might be the last year for the grade 8, Alexander Ovechkin, as it looks like they are now looking for picks to rebuild the franchise for the future. The Wizards lose their seventh game in a row to Utah, 122-112. Julian Reese put up 18 points, 20 rebounds in the setback. Navy men's basketball team keep its postseason run alive. Midshipmen beat Bucknell 74-69. The number 13-ranked Lady Terps fell in the Big Ten tournament. They lose to Oregon 73-68. D.C. United is headed to Charm City this week. The Black and Red host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami. They were honored yesterday at the White House with President Trump. They'll be here in Baltimore on Saturday. The Blast hosts Utica tonight at 7:30. And NASCAR, Tyler Reddick is looking to carry his historic NASCAR Cup Series run into the desert on Sunday. The field battles in Straight Talk Wireless 500 from the Phoenix Raceway. The driver of the number 45 car becomes the first racer ever to win the opening three tracks of a Cup Series season following his victory at the Circuit of America's last weekend. Reddick leads the pack while Bubba Wallace, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, and Shane Van Gisbergen round out the top five. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time
time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
7:37, 23 before the hour, 8 o'clock. If you want to play Choose Your Fake News, you can reserve your spot right now. We've opened up the phone lines. And to give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you'd like to match wits with the panel and choose your fake news, win some WCBM merchandise. That's coming up shortly, so you can call now. Remember, Governor, tax it and spend more's slogan has been leave no one behind. He's said it repeatedly throughout his term as governor.
Leave no one behind.
Leave no one behind in our work. Let's keep up the work, keep up the faith, and let's make sure we leave no one behind inside of this process. Thank you so much, everybody.
Yet many have been left behind. In fact, some have even been abandoned. And you take a look at the watermen, Maryland's watermen, and the industry, the seafood industry, and in the Chesapeake Bay. Again, you're obviously fighting this battle of economic survival versus conservation. We look at the crab population is down. We look at the problems with the new striped bass catch limits has reduced commercial quotas and limited recreation. Recreational anglers to just one fish. Can you believe that? You're out fishing, you're limited to one fish. I can't believe that's the policy, but it is, and that's what they're fighting. And one of the watermen, his name is Rob Newberry. He's a captain in Rock Hall. And he, of course, sat down with Fox 45 talking about some of the problems. And he was initially identified as being one of these ambassadors at large or advisors or consultants at large to Governor Moore. And then he finds out there's 1,200 of these positions. So how much quality time can you get? How much of the governor's ear will you get when you got 1,200 people competing for attention? And Newberry just is, he has not heard from the governor since the governor visited the Rock Hall Eastern Shore back in February of 2023. So that's 3 years ago. And the guy that promised that he was going to protect the lifeblood of Maryland watermen has not even bothered to reach out to the captain, who is one of the most respected watermen on the Eastern Shore. And he just feels, and the whole industry feels, like this governor has abandoned them.
We got to fight for ourselves. I mean, we got, you know, we're having to probably wind up in the Supreme Court on issues with the striped bass. If they had cared about what we have done, the governor would have reached out to me in 2023 when regulations were coming through. No contact. Just take it, leave it, goodbye. He has no care for the Eastern Shore here. I mean, he really doesn't. I mean, look what he's done with the farmers. Look what he's done with the watermen. Look what he's done with our economy here.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He now is saying the governor does not care at all, and that the Maryland's watermen, and again, you look at it, this is the Chesapeake Bay is a major economic small business provider. A lot of money pours through the Chesapeake Bay, and the governor, I think, giving it short shrift is ill-advised and shows you just how tone-deaf he is to people that live and work in this state. And Newberry says that they can't even get a seat at the table.
I don't know about being left behind. He's abandoned us. I mean, to leave somebody behind, you got to go like this. You know, they're behind you. The governor has just flat out ignored us. I mean, since that date that I met him back in February of 2023, we've heard nothing. I've heard nothing. And in that meeting, he said that he will reach out to me and we will have a seat at the table. And you know the old saying, if you don't have a seat at the table, you're on the menu. We're not even on the menu.
So you can see that watermen are really distressed over this, and they have to fight for themselves. And I know Kristen wanted to weigh in on this.
Well, once again, if you're not in one of the two protected classes, you know, either an illegal alien or a federal government worker or maybe a state government worker, then Westmore doesn't care about you. You know, I think this guy, Captain Newberry, made some great points in another part of the story. You know, he reminded the reporter that the state seal of Maryland actually has on one side a farmer on one side and the other side of Waterman. And that's close to my heart, too. I don't come from Waterman, but I come from a long line of farmers. And like you just said, the bay, I mean, there's so much importance that comes from the bay. How we eat, it's tourism, it's a lifeblood, it's a whole industry. And I can't imagine just ignoring that. He says, you know, the whole world, again, once again, centers around Baltimore City. Everything's Baltimore City, Baltimore City. There's a whole rest of the state here. And I don't come from the Eastern Shore, but I understand that because I come from Carroll County, where we're also treated by the politicians and the media like we're another planet. We're not part of the state. So I think that this area is ripe for the right gubernatorial candidate to come along and give these people a voice. And I actually do credit one of them has been reaching out to these people, which is why I think Fox 45 may have done a story, because normally the media is allergic to crossing the bridge to talk to the rest of us in the outer parts of the state. But, you know, Moore, it's just amazing what he's doing. I mean, here there's a bipartisan group that will work with any governor. You know, this Captain Newberry listed that they've worked with every governor until Wes Moore, whether it's Republican or Democrat, and Wes Moore just completely ignoring them. So,
yeah, well, I mean, I think again, he makes the point, and you've again emphasizing it on the farmer and the waterman in this state and how important and crucial they are to our local economy. And he did make another point of the story about all the regulatory issues that have been going on. All the way back to Harry Hughes as governor, and you've seen it before with you know, Glenn Denning and of course Bobby Ehrlich and Martin O'Malley and Lockdown Larry and now, but he's saying that he's never seen it plummet this fast under the Moore Miller administration. And they've just been completely ignored and abandoned, and it's almost like here's the priority: teachers, unions, education, spending, and the climate change nonsense. He could care less about farmers and watermen and people who are struggling with energy as well. That is obvious. That is painfully obvious. And you have an opportunity this year to rise up, farmers. I don't care what your political stripe is, farmers, watermen, to again support your industries and make sure that they are going to be alive and well for generations to come. 7:43, traffic weather on the threes. Time for an update. Once again, here's Lug Nuts Johnson.
I brought you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The report just coming in that all the northbound lanes now are blocked on I-97 in the area of Farm Road, which is the bridge before you get up to Route 32 on the northbound side. Again, we can't see it. The camera, which is right there, is overhead on a tower. And with the fog, I can't see it. But we're starting to see that delay now building back very quickly towards the ramps at 50 and I-97. If the roadway is blocked there, it's time to think about maybe using General's Highway or picking up Ritchie Highway from 50 and then work your way north. Traffic southbound can see it, and there is a backup there as well for the traffic along I-97. The wreck was still a problem westbound Route 100 at the ramp at the BW Parkway, and a couple of things along I-70. A tractor trailer was involved in a vehicle fire eastbound after Route 94 at Woodbine Road, and a vehicle went off the roadway, was in the grass on I-70 eastbound at Route 29. A lot of fog around the area, and just adding again this morning to the normal delays. Winter driving has been very hard on your vehicle. Stop in and see Bernie. Let him check all your systems to make sure they're okay and getting back to normal. Now, Bernie right there at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 50s, chance for stray showers possible throughout the day and evening. Can't get away from this fog and precipitation here. Tomorrow, cloudy, mid-60s, chance for storms in the afternoon or evening. 43 right now in dense fog advisory in the city, 43 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We got some WCBM merchandise up for grabs today. And we've got Mason in Catonsville, our contestant. Good morning, Mason.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. So there you have it. Mason, good luck. Here are your three stories. Story number one. A machine, a 3D printer, has built the first ever affordable home in Yuba, California. Giant robotic printers have given home hunters a sneak peek into the future, and so far, they apparently like what they see. The first house on for sale, $280,000, which is about $50,000 cheaper than other homes in the neighborhood that were not made by a 3D printer. Story two, the Pentagon has now revealed that they have been using robotic dogs to paint targets in Iran. The AI-driven canines parachuted into northern Iran and were used to help destroy crucial targets by using their lasers to paint them as targets. And story three, the annoying travel habit will not fly with the United Airlines. A major airline recently made clear passengers who don't use headphones while listening to their electronic devices could be kicked off a flight or even banned from traveling with the company. The new rule was quietly added to United's contract of carriage terms under its refusal to transport section late last month. All right. Story one, 3D printed homes are here and they're cheaper. Story two, robotic dogs used in the war in Iran. Or story three, United Airlines could kick you off if you're listening to your electronic device without earbuds or headphones. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
I'm going with number two as the fake.
Maggie goes number two. Chuck?
Two, please.
Chuck for two. Kristen?
So I think that one is true, because I know they have robotic dogs. They defended or protected J.D. Vance's kids. I saw a picture of that. So that might be true. And I can see the airline story being true. I'm going to go with number one.
All right. Kristen goes with number one. Mason?
I'll go with number two.
Mason goes for number two. Story number three, not a single vote. Yeah, that's true. If you don't plug in, you could be plugged out on United Airlines. Story number one, the 3D printer homes now here. That is also a true story. Story number two, no robotic dogs yet in Iran. That
Send
we know
my
of,
dog.
That we know of. So, congratulations, Mason. We'll put you on hold. Tell you how to get your prize.
How can you have a 3D printed home? There's a lot of issues.
Yeah,
you could do so much with those things. It's amazing.
I know, but
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
They say they use. The story says they use concrete as filament. Here's the original house hit the market February 13th. They've built five in the neighborhood so far. They use less labor and materials, less waste. Use concrete as a filament for their builds. The walls are bulletproof, even able to withstand ballistic fire from handguns and machine guns.
I like
well,
that.
That's helpful.
That kind of neighborhood.
Yeah. There we go. We can
in
rebuild.
Baltimore.
Now
yeah.
we know.
Yeah,
we can
put
rebuild West Baltimore. There we go. Absolutely.
Okay.
We've discovered our own solution there. All right. Thanks. 7:49. Coming up on 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come, the incredible story about a man charged with murder who just won his primary for sheriff in Arkansas. That is coming up next here on Casey and Company. Speaking of homes, now we're moving into springtime today. It's actually, we're looking at 2 weeks from today, believe it or not, spring arrives. Spring will be here in 2 weeks. Going to feel like spring all next week. Going to be into the 60s and low 70s in some days. Again, before I'm sure it'll get back to more seasonal weather. But now's the time, if you're thinking about selling your home, to call Vinny. Vinny Steele, one of his agents. Vinny will sell your home with a guarantee because he's got a database of nearly 13,000 buyers that have been pre-qualified. They're just champing at the bit. They're just really want to get your home, see your home, get eyeballs on it, and make a bid on it. So best thing for you to do is just call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. And, of course, he'll come out or one of his agents and look at the home and talk about staging if it needs repair or whatever. And then once you agree on asking price and time frame and you sign the contract, your home is sold. It is guaranteed. Call Vinny Steele today, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call or visit VinnySteele.com.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashoff from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
BM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
I will work with agency heads. I will work with anybody if it means that they're going to advance the issues and for the people of Maryland. And especially if it's going to help to address some of the issues that I think are being inspired by the policies of the Trump-Pence administration.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
7:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Folks weighing in on the line here, email, text, et cetera. We'll get some viewpoints here. This is Michelle regarding Kristi Noem. The Democrats hate beautiful people. I believe Kristi was a sacrificial lamb to get the funding done and then the shutdown ended. If she was that bad and he was that upset with her, he wouldn't have given her another position. He would have just outright fired her. There's an argument to be made there. That is certainly possible. Brian says he's been in the construction industry, and I've seen these 3D printed homes and how they work. Yes, they use concrete and add mixtures as a basis for foundations and walls. So that's good to know. Another one, this is Mike in PG County, on driverless cars in Baltimore. Sean, if they put driverless cars in Baltimore, who will the thugs pistol whip and pull out of the cars when they steal them? Also, I would imagine the mayor would be against driverless cars because the squeegee thugs can't steal money from them at corner lights. Dripping with sarcasm on that one. How about that? That's pretty good. All right, coming up on 7:53, time once again for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Well, you're going to have a problem if you're coming west on 50 and then trying to go north onto I-97. The wreck is up in the area at Farm Road, which is about halfway up to the ramp at Route 32. All the northbound lanes are blocked. So if you're back there at the Seven River Bridge and you have a chance before that to get onto Ritchie Highway northbound, head up to Route 100, make your move from there. May have to come up General's Highway now, coming up through that area, and then work your way up to Benfield Boulevard and then back over through to I-97. But for right now, northbound is not going anywhere along I-97. If you're right at that point, you can work your way over to 450 and go over to Crofton and go around that way. Just another option for the traffic through there. Southbound is open. You'll still have a delay with the fog, and they're also looking at the accident scene. Some big problems right now on I-97 through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, high in the low 50s, chance for stray showers possible throughout the day and the evening, and tomorrow pretty much the same, but warmer, mid-60s the expected high, and right now we're looking at 43 in Glen Burnie, 43 in Dundalk. So this happened just this past Tuesday in Arkansas. Aaron Spencer won the Republican primary for county sheriff in central Arkansas. As he awaits his murder trial, he got 53.5% of the vote. This is a an area that Donald Trump won by 76% of the vote in 2024. Spencer faces second-degree murder charges in a trial that likely will be held before the general election. He was trial was scheduled to begin in January, was postponed, and a new date had not been set. So here's what happened. The case stems from an October 2024 fatal shooting of a 67-year-old man who was out on bail after being charged with multiple counts of sexually abusing Spencer's then 13-year-old daughter. Spencer has admitted to killing the man, but he has pleaded not guilty. And he surprised the county by announcing his run for sheriff last fall, nearly a year to the day after the shooting. Tuesday's primary victory creates an unusual scenario, as you might imagine, by positioning Spencer to become sheriff of the county that has charged him with murder. So, in an interview last month, Spencer said he did what any good father would do on that night and felt compelled to run to protect victims, other potential victims of child sexual abuse. Quote, I saw all the things that were happening, not with just my own case, but with other people that reached out and shared their stories of abuse. I felt called to do it. I was struggling with sitting it out and not doing something. Now, his prosecution has sparked outrage on social media, led to several petitions calling for the charges against him to be dropped. As you might imagine, conversations all across Arkansas and now the country have popped up about what a parent's legal limits are in protecting their child. When you look at it, and again, I got to get into the actual details. Here's what I, you know, this is just a brief description, but Spencer said he discovered his daughter missing from her room after midnight on October 8th, 2024. He said he jumped into his truck, scoured the nearby roads until he spotted her with a man in a vehicle and shot him after a confrontation. In an interview, Spencer said he could not speak in detail about the ongoing criminal case. I did what any good father would do, to save and protect their child that's going to be definitely shown in a strong legal defense. Now, listen to this. The alleged abuser, Michael Fossler, 43 criminal counts in this case alone, including internet stalking of a child, sexual assault, sexual indecency with a child, and possession of child pornography. Fossler had been released on $50,000 bail, ordered not to have any contact with Spencer's daughter as he awaited trial. Spencer argued the amount was way too low for someone accused of multiple counts of child abuse. He apparently discovered, this is a guy that served also in the 82nd Airborne, so he's a military veteran as well. His daughter went missing, and he discovered his daughter with this known child abuser, and he shot him and killed him. Now, some are saying that he could have threatened him with a gun, taken his daughter back, called the authorities, turned him in, and let justice run its course. But Spencer is saying that he's seen justice when it comes to child abusers, and there isn't any. So this is an act of vigilantism, and anytime you act with vigilantism, you put yourself in great jeopardy legally as far as that goes. But here's the thing. I don't believe there's a jury in that county that's going to convict him of second-degree murder. I just don't believe it. We'll see when this trial is held later this summer. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Of course, our executive producer is Kristen Hagrid. And wanted to mention you. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at the Senate. Republicans are moving to roll back vehicle registration fees. A little bit later on in the show, Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the House. It's been a wild week in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. We'll get the latest from Delegate Mangione. And believe it or not, there's only one Maryland representative who voted to make public the name of members of Congress who have been accused of sexual misconduct. Only one. And you might be surprised who that one is. That's coming up in the next hour. Go see my good friends, Mayor Ameritown Appliance, if you're in the market for a new appliance. Got a big sale coming up shortly, and that'll be announced maybe tomorrow. I think it's already good for tomorrow and for next week as well. So right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Over 70 different brands on display. Check them out today at Town Appliance.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Anet Thomason. Israeli warplanes have pummeled Beirut and Tehran as Iran launched another wave of retaliatory strikes against Israel and Gulf countries. War now in its seventh day as Defense Secretary Hegseth warns that the American air campaign against Iran will surge dramatically.
If you think you've seen something, just wait. The amount of combat power that's still flowing, that's still coming, that we'll be able to project over Iran is a multiples of what it currently is right now when you add up our capabilities and those of the Israeli Defense Forces.
Continuing to sap Iran's military strength, Hegseth says the U.S. struck an Iranian drone carrier at sea earlier in the campaign. American forces sent an Iranian warship, the pride of its navy, to the bottom of the Indian Ocean. Now that Kristi Noem is out as Homeland Security Secretary, President Trump is nominating Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen for the top job at DHS. And Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt will name Mullen's Senate replacement. Indonesia, the latest country to ban social media for the under-16 crowd.
In a statement, Communication and Digital Affairs Minister Moncha Hafid said she signed a government regulation that will mean children under the age of 16 can no longer have accounts on high-risk digital platforms, including YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, X, Bigo Live and Roblox, with the implementation starting gradually on March 28. Hafid explains the basis is clear. our children face increasingly real threats from exposure to pornography, cyberbullying, online fraud, and most importantly, addiction. The Indonesian government is here so that parents no longer have to fight alone and against the giant of algorithms. I'm Charles Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 316 points. NASDAQ futures off 220. More on these stories, townhall.com.
So my friends over at Pure Talk have been sending me customer feedback from consumeraffairs.com, where thousands of people rate and review the top wireless providers. Here, for instance, is a nice note from James in Raleigh, North Carolina, who writes, quote, "After hearing Mike Rowe's ad, we made the switch to Pure Talk, and we couldn't be happier. We went from spending $1,200 a year with T-Mobile to $420 with Pure Talk. Thanks, Mike. Switch today!" Exclamation point. Pure Talk is saving James $820 a year. And because he literally wrote the words "switch today" in capital letters with an exclamation point, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this commercial to him. So folks, take it from James in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pure Talk can give you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on the same 5G service the big guys are overcharging you for. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. You'll also save 50% off your first month. That's #250 to save an additional 50%. Thanks, James.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We still have delays along I-97, but they have released some of the traffic now on the northbound side. It looks like they've reopened the left-hand lane at the bridge at Farm Road. So we're making a little progress there, and slowly but surely the backup should begin to ease up a little bit. We were backed up all the way back to the ramp at 50, and 50 westbound was slow through there. But right now, one lane is open at the accident scene up at Farm Road at the bridge at 178. Heavy fog and heavy traffic coming south through the area as well along I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another mostly cloudy day with temperatures in the low 50s. We could see a couple of stray showers. More of that tonight, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers possible and temperatures falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 44 degrees in Pikesville and 43 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A former staff member at the Charles Hickey School Youth Detention Facility is facing an additional 22 charges related to the sexual abuse of a child. A Baltimore County grand jury returned the new indictment against Ronald Neverdon last week, bringing the number of charges against him to 117. Baltimore County will break ground on the first of a multi-phase enhancement project at Rockdale Park today. The project at the park in the Milford Mill area will expand recreation options, improve accessibility, and address drainage issues. Phase one includes three accessible pickleball courts, an accessible basketball court, drainage improvements for the community garden, new plantings, and an accessible walkway connecting park amenities to a neighboring apartment complex. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 799. The pick four was 4751. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Your heart shows up for you every day through the stress, laughter, and long hours while cherishing the people you love most. Rescue Natural Supplements invites radio listeners to start caring for their heart before something feels off. Right now, get half off premium omega-3s when you choose any of their 2-for-1 BOGO bundles. Omega-3s support healthy circulation, balance blood pressure, and lower triglycerides. They help fortify your health as you age while calming everyday inflammation. Everyday protection your heart deserves. And for decades, Rescue's ultra-purified, third-party tested omega-3s have been trusted by generations of satisfied people. To join them with the limited-time offer, grab your 2-for-1 omega-3 bundle. Just head over to res-q.com and look for the yellowfish icon. Your heart will thank you. Again, reel in two bottles of omega-3s for the price of one today at res-q.com. Just find the yellowfish.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Jerry has the morning off, and Style and Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. It was warm yesterday in Port Charlotte. Orioles heating up with a 4-3 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. Will Robertson, 1-for-3 with a two-run home run, and Jose Barrera also a solo shot. Zach Eflin, in his first start of the spring, two scoreless innings on 40 pitches, and hit the radar gun at 94 miles an hour, which is a good sign for the hurler who was injured with that back injury late last year. Orioles manager did not indicate he'd be ready by opening day, but it is a good start. I'm sure they're going to manage him on his innings and pitches here going forward. Wizards lost their seventh game in a row. Well, they were beaten by Utah Jazz at home 122-112. Julian Reese with a double-double there. Caps made a pair of moves ahead of the trade deadline. They traded center Nick Dowd to the Golden Knights and defenseman John Carlson to the Ducks, who as a defenseman for the Caps is number one in goals by defenseman, number one in games played as well. So Caps are now sellers, not buyers, at the trading deadline. Navy advancing into the Patriot League quarterfinals with a 74-69 win over Bucknell. The number 13 Lady Terps go down in defeat to Oregon in the Big Ten tournament, 73-68. DC United heading to Charm City this week, Saturday in Baltimore. The Black and Red will host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami. They were at the White House yesterday being honored by President Trump. And the Baltimore Blast host Utica tonight at 7:30. That's a look at Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And this is another opportunity for you to connect with us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You missed the first hour. We talked about President Trump replacing Kristi Noem as DHS Secretary with Mark Wayne Mullen's nomination, and that we gave the reasons why. And if you missed it, you can always download it on demand at our website, WCBM.com, or through the app as well in here. That first hour, again, where we gave all the reasons and played some of the audio of her hearing the other day. But in this segment today, I wanted to focus on Republicans. The Senate Republican Caucus have introduced Senate Bill 896. And what this bill would do, it would repeal the vehicle registration fee increases that were instituted over the past 2 years. This is being a move by Senator Steve Hershey and Senate Republicans. They want to roll back 60-70% of the vehicle registration fee hikes. Beginning July 1st of this year, vehicle registration fees increased between 60-70%. I'm sorry, of 2024. They increased 60-70%, costing many Maryland families between $70 and $162 more per year, simply just to keep their vehicles legally registered here in the state of Maryland. Senate Bill 896 will return registration fees to the levels in place before those increases took effect, effectively undoing the hikes passed in recent legislative sessions. Senator Hershey said, quote, Maryland families are paying more than ever simply to stay compliant drivers at a time when households are already dealing with rising costs for energy, housing, and other essentials. The state should not be making it more expensive simply to drive to work, school, or run everyday errands. I would agree with that. And I would like to think that Democrats share their concern in basically how they have, put these undue burdens, the stressful financial burdens on Marylanders. But look, they're the ones that voted for it. And here's something else I'm hearing. And I don't think this bill has a snowball's hell of a chance in hell of passing, and I understand they're doing whatever they can, but we're now hearing there's a bill in the Senate that would raise minimum wage to $25 an hour. All right? It's now 15. They want to take it up to $25 an hour. Now, imagine the impact that's going to have on small businesses. And imagine, you know, they basically might go to a point where, you know, they get rid of full-time employees and go all part-time. And then people lose benefits. And then they have to go on. I mean, the domino effect that would have is incredible. And I would also caution Republicans, I understand your hearts are in the right place. But if you take away the vehicle registration fees, and I'm all for it, I hate it, but it's the Democrat nature to replace that revenue with something else. And at this point, I think the damage has already been done, and I think the best chance we have right now, instead of Senate Bill 896, is to pour all our efforts into getting a new governor, okay? Number one. Number two, getting a veto-proof a majority, and or at least having we'll never have a majority. That would certainly take a minor miracle, but at least have enough seats. Get a 5 or 6 seats, whatever we need, so that we can the governor can veto any piece of legislation and it can't be overridden in the general insane asylum. That I think is where we need to focus our efforts, because here's what's going to happen: if you take revenue. And I don't think Democrats are going to vote for it, but if you take it, they're going to look forward somewhere else. And I'm hearing rumblings, and I have no confirmation of this yet, but I'm hearing rumblings that they're looking at the sales tax again in this state. And right now it's 6%, and they're thinking, I keep hearing the figure 8%. So, because we have a structural deficit, nothing this governor or this legislature has done yet has addressed that. And they're thinking they'll be able to close a structural deficit with a sales tax increase from 6 to 8 cents on the dollar. All right. No confirmation yet. I just want to get on your radar screen. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Get the right people in there so we can pick our seats.
There we go. Exactly.
You know, nothing better than going to the General Assembly and watch them pick their seats.
All right. Yeah, they have most of them anyway.
That's true. Westbound 50, heavy fog here, and the slowing coming up to the ramp at I-97. At one point, I-97 northbound at Farm Road was completely blocked. Only one lane is open now, and I-97 north, of course, is only two lanes. So 50% of the capacity right now is on that road, and we're backed up all the way back through the ramp here at I-97. Again, you have the option of General's Highway coming out of that area, going up through Crownsville. If you're all the way back there at 50 and Ritchie Highway, might not be a bad idea right now to go north on Ritchie Highway and then pick up 100 and come back over towards I-97. There's a delay southbound. They've been looking at it on I-97 as you're coming south through Route 32. A number of problems earlier, but settling down a little bit. But the fog is a lot of the problem right now, and they're reacting to that on the Beltway and the heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast: cloudy today, low 50s, chance of stray showers possible throughout the day and evening. Tomorrow, cloudy, high mid 60s, chance for storms Saturday evening. And so it's going to be warmer. Next week looks to be nicer. Just get rid of this precipitation. 43 in Middle River. It is 43 in Millersville. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time once again for America 250 celebration. right. It is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, to make that dream a reality. On this date in history, March 6, 1836, after 13 days of intermittent fighting, the Battle of the Alamo comes to a gruesome end, capping off a pivotal moment in the Texas Revolution. Mexican forces were victorious in recapturing the fort. Nearly all of the roughly 200 Texan defenders, including frontiersman Davy Crockett, perished. 13 days earlier, the Mexican general Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna had ordered a siege of the Alabama Mission near present-day San Antonio, which had been occupied by rebel Texas forces since December. An army over 1,000 Mexican soldiers began descending on the fort, setting up their artillery over the next 2 weeks. The two armies traded gunfire. There were a few casualties. Despite clearly being outnumbered, the Alamo co-commanders James Bowie and William Travis insisted on remaining in place. So the final attack comes before dawn on this date. Mexican troops breached the north wall, flooded into the compound, awakened many of the Texans inside. The fighting lasted 90 minutes, some of it hand-to-hand combat. Bowie and Travis were killed, as was Davy Crockett. Santa Anna ordered all prisoners to be executed. Only a handful survived, mostly women and children. Historians estimate several hundred Mexicans died in the battle. After the battle, the Mexican army marched east. Meanwhile, Sam Houston, commander of the Texas forces, had been building and developing his army in Harris County. Remember the Alamo, was their rally cry as an urgent reminder to avenge the earlier defeat. It would be on April 21st. Texas and Mexico fought again at the Battle of San Jacinto, Texas. And this time, the Texans were victorious, winning independence from Mexico, bringing the Texas Revolution to an end. And that is how the Battle of the Alamo ended on this day, March 6th. It's also the day that President Monroe signed the Missouri Compromise. That was a bill to attempt to equalize the number of slaveholding states and free states in the country. And on this date, so the Supreme Court ruled in 1857 the Dred Scott case as well, which was later overturned. In that one. So historic day. And this is why we celebrate America's 250th birthday coming up with Independence Day, which will be later this year. And boy, it's going to be some, as they say, a shindig, some big celebration. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic. The office, relaxing. And you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, coming up on 820, still to come, Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the House. So we'll talk with Delegate Mangione about the auto charging bill, about a number of issues that were really hot in Annapolis this week. But right now, time to check in with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed, and we're just a couple of weeks from spring. So for those home sellers out there, really need to get as much money as possible. I would imagine selling a home that's in perfect moving condition will actually put more money into their pockets.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. You know, with the shifting real estate landscape, buyers are taking more time to make decisions. And remember, for the typical home buyer, buying a home is an emotional decision, so appealing to the buyer's emotions is one of the ways that you sell for the highest price.
I can see a buyer being more cautious with a home that needs a little bit of work.
Yeah, and who's going to pay you more, Sean, an excited buyer or a cautious buyer? So our approach for home sellers that want to get buyers excited is to focus on what they can do to spruce up the home, get it in moving condition. I'm working with a home seller right now. They had an estimate from a contractor to do some work around the house. When I got there, I was able to accomplish the same effect and spend less than half of what they were expecting to pay.
Wow, that's a pretty big difference. Spend a whole lot less, but get the same result.
Yeah, well, that comes with over 20 years of experience helping home sellers get the most money out of their home. It's really easy for a contractor or a real estate agent to spend your money when they aren't sure what to do, but most importantly, what not to do in order to maximize your profit. Our approach is very simple, low cost, high impact.
Yeah, I'm sure your customers appreciate that approach and not having to spend more than they should.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's often a surprise to them. The goal is not to spend money on things that are not going to bring a guaranteed return. I think for next week, we'll talk a little bit about our fix-to-sell program and how it works in conjunction with this approach. And while there are other companies out there offering to fix up your home, we're the only ones that focus on what not to do in order to maximize your return. So if you're thinking about making some repairs, give me a call, shoot me a text, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Sounds good, Vinny. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Sounds great, Sean. Thanks.
All right. That's Vinny Steele. Once again, 410-709-7515. Or you can check out the website is vinnysteele.com. That's vinnysteele.com. Got a text in here from John. He says, my question about the driverless cars in Baltimore, if you missed it, there's a Senate and House bill that would allow for fully autonomous driver vehicles to start being operating in the state of Maryland. That's currently in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. And my question is, will they have Virginia tags? Because Baltimore drivers are famous for doing that to avoid paying for car insurance. I see it every day at work. Yeah, I mean, that's apparently they're starting to crack down on that is what I'm hearing. To try to get, and that's another way they can get more money, is if you've registered your car in Virginia, you actually live in Maryland, they're going to probably try to fine you. And those fines could be hefty. 823, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Baltimore County just dispatching about 2 minutes ago to southbound 83 in the area of Pedonia Road. The camera right now is looking north. I think the wreck is just south of here. There's really not a lot of traffic down at Timonium Road. So the situation is right here after Pedonia Road. We'll try to get a look at that as soon as we can. But they did dispatch a medic unit there as well. I-97 still hurting from the big wreck northbound at the bridge at Farm Road. We're still backed up, leaving Annapolis on I-97 northbound. Traffic is moving up past the accident scene. We see that, and they're getting up to the ramp to go north up eventually towards Benfield Boulevard, but there's still a heavy delay, and with the heavy fog and the slow traffic southbound, you also have a backup. Here comes a medic unit now, by the way, on 83 southbound to this wreck at Pedonia Road, so hopefully we'll get State Highway to turn that around so we can get a look and see which lanes are affected. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
525 weather. Hey, Chuck, can you hang for a second? Oh, he's already gone. Oh, there he is.
Right, I'm here.
I just have a real quick question. I just want to ask you. Let me just do Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today. Chance of showers later in the afternoon or evening right now. 42 in the city, 43 in Glen Burnie. So there's a bill in the Senate and the House to allow for fully autonomous vehicles, you know, these driverless cars, start operating in Baltimore and in the state of Maryland. What are your thoughts? Have you seen this in other states and as far as what they do to traffic congestion or what they don't do?
And it's become a detriment to a point because they don't recognize a lot of different things. Case in point, they're stopping when they shouldn't be stopping. They're holding traffic up in traveled lanes, things like that. They just don't respond well to all circumstances. And I've been in one. The Florida Department of Transportation had us out one day, took us out in one. I sat down in the right seat, and the damn thing was driving me, and nobody was in there.
Wow.
And that flipped me out.
Yeah, now how far did you go in it?
About 2 miles.
Oh, okay.
Down there, they closed off a section of the one of the expressways, and we went out, and we went down and turned around and came back. It's going about 55 miles an hour.
And with no driver?
No driver.
That would have freaked me out. I'm sorry.
It did.
Yeah.
And then I came back, and I told the Florida Highway Patrol, I said, I'm going to show you how something really works here. So I had my Mustang at that point.
Right.
I went past that autonomous car at 96 miles an hour and sucked all the paint right off of it. I came back and said, now that's how you go downtown.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm just wondering because we've seen, you know, people getting locked into the cars, the cars going in continuous circles. You know, so then some accidents, and there was one. I think in was it in Florida that the one went into the sinkhole, a driverless car. Yeah.
Well, the one I saw was in San Francisco. You know about Lombard Street,
right?
Windy.
Yes, and hilly.
And the car started down there, and it couldn't figure out why it was going left and right and left and right, so it just stopped.
Wow.
And okay. Everybody was sitting there blowing the horn, and the damn thing's not going anywhere.
That's crazy. I guess they'll have to program it to change.
I mean, they might work it out eventually, but I don't see the reason, and I'm not getting in something done. I'm not controlling. Let's put it
right. Well, but the argument for it is that they're less prone to human error. You know.
Okay, just like the guy down here in Ocala in a Tesla, watching a movie, drove under a tractor trailer and cut his head off.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. And that's a happy ending to that story. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he said, what's that in the road, ahead?
Oh, I think you should quit while you're ahead.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Goodbye.
See you. 8:27, 27 minutes after the hour. So regarding the $25 minimum wage, I should point out that this would be phased in starting next year. It would increase to $17 then in 28. It would be 20 in 29, 22.50. By 2030 is when the minimum wage would be $25 an hour, according to Democrats. And for Governor Tax and Spend More, remember when he promised that we were going to get the results of the audit that was being conducted at, what was it, State Highway or Department of Human Services, many of those agencies. He promised there would be, there was an ongoing audit, and that would be made public. Well, right now, again, this was back in January, his chief performance officer's expansive mission included financial audits. But when Fox 45 requested copies of said audits, the governor's office of legal counsel said no records exist. So does that mean there are no records of the audit? Does that mean there are no records that there was an audit? Or did they conduct the audit and the records were expunged? So many questions. And I hope the Maryland, I hope the Republicans down in Maryland stay after this. Because, again, this is why we need a statewide inspector general, not the governor's legal counsel and lapdog in this particular case. So, again, the performance officer's name is Ozma Mirza, who he hired in 2023 to lead the governor's Office of Performance Improvement. There hasn't much improved in the government's performance since that time. So we're just saying I would certainly take a look at that. And finally, Maryland has become one of 24 states to sue the Trump administration of what they're claiming are unlawful tariffs after that Supreme Court decision. And most of these states really are blue states. Oregon, California, New York, Maryland, Illinois. They're all the same. These same blue states have had cities have been run into the ground by the Democrat Party and whose residents are fleeing. New York, Illinois, California, and even Maryland, residents are voting with their feet, getting the hell out of tax hell and trying to dodge the tax man. All right, still to come up next, Delegate Nino Mangione will go on the House. We've got a lot of issues to discuss a little later on. We'll name some names. There was a bill to make public the names of congressmen guilty of sexual misconduct, and that didn't go well, as you might imagine. And the hypocrisy is obviously blatant there. 8:30, time for some latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Anne Arundel County police have arrested two suspects in custody after an armed robbery and assault early Thursday. The victims told police a car had been following them and attempted to run them off the road in the area of Ritchie Highway and Jumpers Hole Road. One suspect allegedly pointed a gun at the victims and rammed their car. One victim ran and the other was pulled from the car, assaulted, and robbed. The suspects took off and drove south on Ritchie Highway, but they crashed near Mountain Road after police spotted them. The U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis has issued an alert after a suspicious person was seen taking photos of security areas on Wednesday morning. The Academy has posted images of the individual online. Officials say the man was photographing the closed USNA gate, specifically the empty security personnel spaces and locks. The man left when a Naval Academy civilian noticed his actions and took photos of him. The incident was reported to base police, and the man was identified through his rental vehicle as Norman Thomas George. And a Baltimore County man has pleaded guilty to bribing a former Baltimore City financial officer. James Ernie Jr. of Glen Arm admitted to paying Joseph Gillespie at least $25,000 in bribes in exchange for him getting rid of financial obligations owed to the city by marking them as paid. And a family of six is safe after an early morning house fire. The Jarrettsville Volunteer Fire Company responded to a house fire on Sudeth Lane around 2:50 a.m. this morning. The state fire marshal's office said the fire started after a man left fried shrimp cooking unattended in the kitchen. And when he returned, he found the fire had already ignited and attempted to put it out using a garden hose. Four adults and two children were able to escape safely. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team. Build it sooner. Need your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Need your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion. That's billion with a B. Yeah, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250, micro.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck on 83 South is at Pedonia Road. It is taking away the right lane. It's even hurting the ramp traffic coming on from Pedonia Road to go south onto 83. So another quick merge there to get over into the center and the left-hand lane. If you're coming down from Warren Road, that's the reason for the brake lights. After that, from Timonium Road south down to the Beltway, you'll make a better time through there. Still a lot of fog in and around the area, especially on the Beltway. Both the tunnels, not too bad right now. Traffic still dealing with the fog and the haze. I-97 has been the other sore spot with a big wreck northbound at the bridge at Farm Road. Some traffic is getting by. We're still backed up coming out of Annapolis, and the southbound traffic is slow back through the merge at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another mostly cloudy day with temperatures in the low 50s. We could see a couple of stray showers. More of that tonight, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers possible and temperatures falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. Well, the good news coming out of Port Charlotte, Florida for the Birds is that Zach Eflin lit up the radar yesterday in his first spring start since having that back surgery. And he went two scoreless innings on 40 pitches. Fastest pitch registered around 94 miles an hour on the radar gun. He's not ready for opening day yet, but he might be ready for the first week as it looks like he is fully healthy after spending offseason rehabilitating from that back procedure. The Birds win the game against the Rays 4-3 and got some home runs. So one from Will Robertson, one for three with a two-run homer, and Jose Barrero added a solo shot. They'll host the St. Louis Cardinals today at 1:05. Trading deadline, the NHL is upon us, and the Capitals make a pair of moves, looking to be sellers rather than buyers at the trade deadline. Caps trade center Nick Dowd to the Golden Knights and defenseman John Carlson to the Ducks. Carlson leads the team in games and goals by a defenseman. Basically, he'll be a rental player for the Ducks, and they gave up a ton of picks. Conditional first rounder, neither 26 or 27, and a 27 third round pick as well. Wizards lose their seventh game in a row, 122-112 by Utah. Navy men's basketball team is keeping its postseason run alive. The Midshipmen beat Bucknell 74-69 in the Patriot League quarterfinals. Number 13, Lady Terps go down in flames to Oregon, the Big Ten tournament, 73-68. DC United headed to Charm City this Saturday as Lionel Messi and Inter Miami. They were at the White House with President Trump yesterday. They will be here for an exhibition. The Blast host Utica tonight at 7:30. World Baseball Classic is underway across the globe. 16 of the 20 teams in the tournament will be in action today. The U.S. will take on Brazil in Houston. Logan Webb on the mound. He's from the San Francisco Giants. And finally, Tyler Reddick is looking to carry his historic NASCAR Cup Series into the Desert on Sunday. The field battles in the Straight Talk Wireless 500 from Phoenix Raceway. The driver of the number 45 car becomes the first racer ever to win the opening three tracks of a Cup Series season following his victory at the Circuit of Americas last weekend. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashaw from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37 Friday morning. That means it's time to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. Good morning, Delegate.
Good morning, Sean. Happy Friday to you and the listeners.
Yeah, and it's you and yours as well. Come on the weekend here, and another busy week in Annapolis. And let's take a look at the auto charging bill, the Youth Reform Act, and what it would do. Right now, of course, they're automatically charged as adults, but this bill would change that and leave it up to a judge. It'll be start off in the juvenile court and leave it up to a judge to see whether or not, and prosecutors can make their arguments to see whether or not to charge them for adults. But what specific crimes are we talking about here, Delegate?
Sean, this is another case, unfortunately, in Maryland, heading in the wrong direction. We have a violent juvenile crime problem, whether Will Smith, the chairman, wants to admit it or not. They've been trying this, I think, for more than a decade, but it looks like they're going to move some stuff through here. So Will, he's from Montgomery County. He's the chair of the Judicial Proceedings Committee in the Senate. And this bill, what it's going to do is reduce a certain number of crimes that automatically sends. Now, these are 16 and 17-year-olds, give or take, into the adult criminal system. I say this because, I mean, how many times have we seen these brutal videos of juveniles beating up a grandmother, robbing a grandmother, stealing cars? I mean, real serious crimes. But the senator, he actually wanted to take the list from what was, it was 33 offenses all the way down to 11, a huge change. But there was actually, believe it or not, some pushback. Thank God that they actually saw the light a little bit, because we obviously need Democrats to push back. And even some on that committee, because we don't have the numbers as Republicans, obviously, said, you know, this is going too far. They watered it down a bit. So instead of removing all, more than 20 some of those crimes, they have a list here for these that gives the judge discretion over whether 16 and 17-year-olds, you know, certain crimes, or try it as adults. And some of those are very, listen to these very serious crimes. Some include a transfer of a firearm, using a firearm during a drug crime, using a firearm after a drug felony conviction, first degree assault, wearing, carrying, or transporting a handgun. So, I mean, they're trying to make this case, Sean, that the judges have flexibility, but it's not me, it's not just you. The Maryland State's Attorneys Association, they're the ones that are actually prosecuting these crimes that are the biggest opponents of this legislation. And Ivan Bates, I mean, we may not always agree, but a lot of times I do agree with him, and he's a Democrat in Baltimore City. And he's the main driving voice on our side of this debate, saying this is a bad idea. I mean, he was very blunt. He said basically that this is going to overwhelm. I mean, the juvenile system is already strained, he said. And this is absolutely what I've been saying for many years. I know you've said this. This continues to put the interest of these actual offenders in ahead of the victims. And I'm on the Judiciary Committee, Sean. Every day I see these leftist activists. It's unfortunate that a lot of these, you know the groups, the Casa de Maryland and others, but unfortunately, the activists are now in government, number one. And number two, they're both elected and in these agencies. I really have no faith, unfortunately, in the Juvenile Services Secretary. I mean, I think she's better than the last one, but she comes in and champions these bills. And I just think it's a bad thing for Maryland. I mean, you look at the House, I mean, the chairwoman, she supported this as well. So really what we have is a case where they're ready to push through this bill that I think makes it more dangerous for the people of Maryland. less accountability for juvenile criminals.
Not only the activists in the General Assembly, they're also wearing black robes, too. So that's...
Well, that is a great point, by the way.
Yeah, and my point is this, and you sit on this committee, and you see Betsy Fox Tolentino and all these people come before the committee. Look, I think we all can agree, Democrat and Republican, the DJS is overwhelmed. They can't monitor the number of people they have on ankle monitors right now that properly. So what's going to happen as a result of this bill? We don't know what the numbers are going to be, Delegate, but clearly there are going to be a lot more juveniles on ankle monitors as a result, right?
That is the case, yes, that's true. And she said that they're specifically able and ready to handle this. But you just made that point, among many others, of how they're going to continue. And this is Ivan Bates saying it, overwhelming the system. And again, these are serious crimes, very serious crimes that involve firearms. And just the state of Maryland, unfortunately, has a lot of these violent juveniles. So here we go again. I mean, another case, Democrat lawmakers pushing through these criminal justice changes despite strong oppositions from these prosecutors, Sean, that are in their own party. It's not just Ivan Bates. He just happens to be one of the most vocal, and I think he's the head of the State's Attorneys Association. But there's the Democrat-elected state's attorneys basically coming out and saying this risks public safety, and yet they go against their own elected state's attorneys.
All right, still with us on the House, Delegate Nina Maggio, we're talking about the nonprofit problem and, you know, with the audit issue and much, much more. Coming up in just a second, 8:43, traffic weather on the threes with the update. Now, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
At wreck on 83, 10 minutes ago we were on, I could see the wreck southbound at Pedonia Road, and now more fog has settled in. I can barely see the wreck southbound. Still kind of crowding the right lane. If you're coming down from Warren Road, just hang out to the left. The ramp from Pedonia Road to get on 83 South will also be slow. It looks like the ramp here went back to Annapolis. That ramp is still backed up coming over from Parole and trying to go north onto I-97. 45 minutes or so a while back, we had the wreck northbound at the bridge at Farm Road. That shut the roadway down, and I think we might only still be down to one lane on the northbound side. I see traffic moving up to the ramp at Route 32, but that's a heavy delay right now for the traffic on 50, making the turn and still could be in a single lane northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. Today, cloudy, low 50s, chance of a stray shower later on. Tomorrow, cloudy, mid-60s, chance for storms tomorrow afternoon and evening. And right now, it's 42 in Dundalk and 42 in Baltimore City. With us on our Newsmaker Hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County. We're on the House, updating what happened in the General Assembly this past week. And one ongoing issue, Delegate, is the nonprofits that we have, and some 9,000 nonprofits in the state of Maryland are not compliant with, for instance, IRS audits or Maryland state tax issues, and they're still getting taxpayer money even though they're not following rules and regulations. How do we fix this?
Sean, this issue is so massive, and it's twofold. Number one, I mean, really, Governor Moore just a couple months ago was interviewed when talking about this chief performance officer and how he had a mission to go after financial audits. And then we find out just a couple days ago that the journalist from Fox Baltimore filed this public records request asking for copies of the audits they were supposed to be doing. And then what was their response? Well, we don't record. There is no records, I should say. They don't do the audits. None after the request. So Governor Moore backtracked. And he tried to clarify that his chief performance officer just looks at other audits and then tries to make these improvements. Okay, so in other words, Sean, let me explain this. Basically, they're not doing audits at all, even though the governor seemed to suggest that that was happening. And the big thing is, where is the independent oversight? And really, because Governor Moore has said the state does not need a statewide inspector general, someone who is actually independent, not somebody in his office, somebody that's independent of the executive branch who would have the authority to conduct these type of investigations. And you just brought it up, 9,000 nonprofits that are not in compliance. Yeah, I was reading about one of them the other day, the Greater Baltimore Urban League, I think it was. For years, they've been receiving, I mean, I think $1 million of Baltimore City tax dollars, and they were one of the many that was not in compliance. I think you said, it was 9,000. There's roughly 40,000, 42,000 of these nonprofits, and 9,000 not in state law, following state compliance law. And if you just do simple math, I mean, I'm not a math expert by any stretch of the imagination here, but 9,000, let's just say, I mean, $10,000, which is not much. Let's just say 9,000 are not accounting for $10,000. That's $90 million. And we know damn right that that is way more than 10,000. Some of these nonprofits are getting six figures and even up to close to $1 million. You're looking at hundreds of millions, if not more, that is not properly accounted for. And the state doesn't even, they don't even know how much money is going into these nonprofits. It was the governor's, one of his chief communications guys that was interviewed just a couple months ago, we talked about it on this show, who, after the Minnesota stuff was all brought to light, and he even said, we're not aware, but we're trying to put in guidelines and all this and that. But the fact of the matter is, so many tax dollars being spent and to nonprofits, not in compliance, handing out public money. It's just no accountability, mismanagement. That is one of the reasons that Maryland continues to stare down these massive budget deficits. And I mean, and what's the answer all the time? Higher taxes, higher fees. And an inspector general could actually, a statewide inspector general could investigate these situations and audit these spendings and more transparency. But it doesn't seem the governor or the General Assembly wants to push and vote in.
Yeah. Well, I think it's intentional. I think it's much like the teachers' unions with the way they handle teachers' donations, and then they're politically laundered through the Democrat Party. I think the same thing happens with nonprofits. So they know they can, pay back their constituents with these tax dollars, and in exchange, they vote for them, and they'll get more money in the future. I mean, that's just the way business works here in corrupt Maryland. Let's talk a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, real quick, is that your point? I mean, we don't know where the money's going, so who knows?
Right, exactly. Finally, just got a couple minutes left, and wanted to. There's this affordable housing issue that keeps coming up, and the governor has a bill in which he wants to basically take local control away, and when it comes to housing, that the state is going to decide where they're going to build the homes for affordable housing. What are your thoughts on that?
So the governor has a number of housing bills, and I can really dive into some of the other ones, and I can call back on that. But I know the one that just made the news recently was, I mean, he has some very, very aggressive housing bills, mind you. I mean, this one that deals with transit is, well, I'll touch on that right now, but he has one on actual dealing with, you know, townhomes and land currently zoned for single-family homes, that he's basically going to smush all these homes in these suburban areas. And we can get into that maybe next week. I haven't dived too much into that, but I did see the report on the one that deals in mass transits. And really the issue here is Governor Moore and the Democrats trying to run things from the state when it comes to housing, opposed to leaving it, I mean, affordable housing is what they're pushing, rather than leaving it to the counties. And this legislation would really drive development around the mass transit hubs, the light rails, and it would put more near, you know, like, for example, I mean, we know light rail, we've seen a lot of crime near these light rail areas, but right now the Maryland law leaves cities and counties the ability to control land development. That means people that are actually closer to the community, whether that's the county council and the local voters that interact with their county councilmen, to decide what gets built and where. But Governor Moore, he wants to change that dynamic completely. He received a lot of pushback during the committee, both Democrats and Republicans, because, I mean, local communities are the ones, I mean, they should be making these decisions, and they're not giving the state, or if this bill passes, I mean, they're going to lose the say that they should be giving for these projects. They're going to be reshaping your neighborhood from Annapolis. These are the people that are not keeping track of nonprofits.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care.
The people letting illegal aliens run wild, and they're going to now try to develop.
I guarantee you one, it won't happen in their neighborhoods. I guarantee you that. All right, we're out of time for this week. We'll talk more next week on Friday when we go on the House. Delegate, thanks again. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John.
All right, it's 8:51. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, 'cause like the world's gone crazy. Give
a new segment brought to you by Town Appliance. A woman in Washington State used Find My iPhone to save her husband from an avalanche. It happened last Thursday while he was skiing at a resort 50 miles east of Seattle. He was stuck in the snow for 4 hours. He had hypothermia and a broken leg. Here's Michael Harris and his wife Penny talking about the rescue.
Up on that mountain, I'd resigned myself that I probably wasn't coming down that mountain. I'd kind of accepted my fate. And so the surprise to wake up in the back of an ambulance and being treated and feeling alive is something I will never forget.
I was sitting there waiting to just find my husband, anticipating a retrieval of a body.
She's the best. She's my lifesaver.
I wouldn't have believed this story if I had not lived it myself. Because I've been blessed. I have a second chance.
Yeah, indeed. Modern technology, it is, in this case, a lifesaver. Brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos. And take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Final update with the old Cheese Whizzer himself. Cheese Whiz Johnson.
Yeah. I have to accept. I'm too tired to fight about it now. Always day of fog every day.
And I know. It's been a horrible week traffic-wise.
It's been, like I said, now this the fog has lifted again where I could actually see the accident is now on the shoulder, southbound 83 at Bedonia Road. So that's loosening up now, coming down from Warren Road. But the wreck was there, then suddenly the fog just enveloped it, and it went away, and now it's slowly coming back. Just looked at both the tunnels. Everything's fine there. There may be a few slow pockets yet in and around the Beltway, but I hadn't seen any in the last couple of minutes. Just got to make a quick check here just to make sure. The outer loop at 795 looks pretty good right now, right at I-70. A little bit slow there. And then on the Parkville side, not bad at all right there in Hartford Road. So we're beginning to settle down. The only sore spot now is from the wreck that we had not an hour ago, northbound I-97. That's still slow from the wreck at the bridge at Farm Road. So if you're coming up from Annapolis, you still have that delay. After that area, it's better on I-97, eventually up towards Bedfield Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. After the fog moves out of here, be mostly cloudy, low 50s. Chance of some light rain or showers throughout the day and tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, mid 60s. Again, chance of a PM storm. Right now, some fog and 43 in Columbia. It is cloudy. Maybe some light rain in the next hour in Annapolis and 43 as well. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We are doing A-OK. What you got planned for the show?
Of course, the big news, right? Kristi Loeb now out at DHS. And you've got Mark Wayne Mullen that is in, the senator. I thought it was interesting because I saw Governor Wes Moore's post on social media. He says he is happy that Kristi Loeb is gone. And he's ready to work with Senator Mullen. And he's excited about, you know, what this relationship could look like. And I commented on this, Sean. I said, you obviously do not know anything about Senator Mullen, because, you know, it's a lot of these people are commenting saying, oh, you know, good riddance, like, you know, Senator right. Van Hollen. And they have no idea. Mark Wayne Mullen is not someone to play with. No. I mean, this guy, you know, former UFC champion.
He was an MMA fighter. He and It's a guy from the Teamsters, Sean O'Brien, I think. They almost came to blows. You remember
that? I have the audio for that, just to remind everybody what kind of guy he is. And I like him, obviously, but they're acting as though that they're getting some prize here now that Kristi Noem is no longer in that position. So anyways, we'll talk about that. Sean, I'm disappointed because I like Kristi Noem.
I do, too. And I think she did a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Securing the border and repatriating 145,000 children that have been trafficked. She did a lot of wonderful things. Unfortunately, she made you never make this mistake. You never make the president look bad in public.
Right. No, and not only that, and I beat up on Mayor Brandon Scott a lot, but the reckless spending.
Yeah.
That's just, it's unexcusable.
The jet and the ad campaign. Yeah. You just can't do it.
Can't do it. Anyways, we'll talk about that. We also have Mariela Rocha joining us at 11 o'clock. She's another candidate in CD6.
All right.
Obviously, this is a huge race because CD6 could be flipped this time around.
It could.
So we'll talk to her. And then also, I do want to talk about Tony Gonzalez. He now finally says, yes, I'm going to drop out of this runoff race in the Texas seat against Brandon Herrera. So it looks like Brandon Herrera will be the nominee. We've actually had him on the show once. So maybe we could get him back on the show to talk about what this means next.
So question for you.
Yeah.
Nancy Mace, APL, and others were trying to get the Congress to release
the slush fund
for sexual misconduct. Only one Maryland representative voted with them. Do you know which one?
Was it Johnny?
No. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Kwasi Mfume.
Oh, wow.
The only Maryland representative to vote with them on that.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, the vast majority, 357 voted against
them. Wait a minute. Why would the rookies here vote against it?
Yeah. I'm worried.
They're not in the book for sure.
Yeah. I know.
What's going on there?
It's crazy.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for that.
The swamp eats its own.
Interesting.
All right.
All right. Hats off to Kwasi Mfume.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks, Kim. 858. Yeah, that's just amazing. Really, it's a slap in the face. And Jamie Raskin was, crying for release the Epstein files, release the Epstein files all year long. And then when he has a chance to release the names of his colleagues in Congress who have been misbehaving with staffers, pagers, who knows, fellow congressmen, he votes to refer to the committee, let the committee handle it. We're not going to make it public. The committee will make that decision. So the hypocrisy, even Andy Harris voted with Raskin on this. So, the swamp protects its own. I don't care what. I mean, this is the Uniparty, as you know. The Uniparty protects its own. They will not eat their own. They will protect it until that's the problem President Trump has with the deep state and so much more. So that's just thought you'd be interested in hearing more about that. All right, coming back on Monday, I think we're going to have obviously there's an update for you on the war. Maybe it'll be over by then. Who knows? The way things are going, they may not have any resistance whatsoever left in that at all. So. Got a lot of big plans for you next week, so stay with us here on Casey & Company, WCBM. Kim is up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. Don't forget, Rob Carson always has a great show, noon to 3. Always fascinating to hear Rob and his perspective and drive home with our good colleague and friend, Sean Hannity. And then we're going to be back bright and early Monday morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.